Yeah, I'm ready to start. Are you guys? I need to
Yep.
remember to push the
Yeah, I'm
button.
good to go.
Awesome. And Jeff also? Okay, just checking. Fantastic. So here's the thing I like to do. Would you guys like to recap the session for me that happened last time? You can all pitch in and tell me what happened.
We won everything ever, and we got 10 million gold.
That's a little different than I remember it.
Well, how much did we
That
win in
sounds
that
like
one?
I
Well,
got
one?
the low
Hashtag fake
intelligence,
news.
so.
Now, all I remember is that Boar is lucky, like extremely lucky.
That's true. I mean, who do
And
you think won the lottery for us? You know, it was more.
so from what I when I recall, we were tasked to head through the desert to find a caravan. We found said caravan on fire.
Yeah, we did.
Boar,
Big tree too.
right, the big tree was on fire. Boar correctly identified that no one in the caravan started the fire. So we ended the session there. We got our XP and
We are good. We finished everything, and no one died except the one guy.
we interrogated Batman,
That's right.
and
Yeah, that is accurate.
Drugged up Batman.
we did
Drugged
good
up
cop,
hobo.
bad cop.
It was drugged up hobo Batman.
I stabbed a couple of chihuahuas.
Yep.
Made a chihuahua kebab.
True that.
Yep,
Rescued
that
a
happened.
goat, which was the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, goats are just precious, precious
Gruesome
things.
goats too.
There's the goat.
They give you a picture of the goat in the book. It's amazing. I'm like, yeah, that's necessary. Players
That's
don't
their
know what a goat
favorite
looks like.
goat.
That's important. Someone got hired to draw that
Yeah,
goat.
someone got
You're
paid.
not wrong.
What does their
Someone did get
least
paid.
favorite goat look like?
Well, I mean, it is a Dungeons and Dragons goat. It's different than other goats.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's got a bite attack.
And then we found, or then the person that hired us said that she lost a piece of jewelry, and we found human footsteps wandering through the desert, along with those little pugwamis or whatever they are. And
Now we're gonna follow those
now we're following
tracks.
that. And we got paid
And ask the
200 gold to
winner.
do so. So
Yep.
200 gold a piece, no less.
200
gold a piece before we did any work.
Yeah, she paid you up front. And she seemed quite willing and just ready to do that. She just
Yeah, she.
threw that money out there. No
You're right.
arguments from her. Also, you found out that her right-hand man, Garavel, had some sort of bolt in the side of his head that you, combining your knowledge, found out that is sort of like a mental inhibitor device that sort of mind controls him, not really, but at least makes him very loyal to the person that installed it.
Yep. Now I need to find the notes that I took.
Oh yeah, I actually have
That is
notes as well.
a
That was
grocery
a
list.
pretty solid recap. Also at the start when Sivis were first found the caravan, the was a great like moment where time stopped for him, and then the cyclone card came flying out of the wagon and hit him right in the chest. He's kept that
Yeah, it
card
did.
being a man who believes in omens.
I absolutely have.
I do not have my notes. That's weird.
Fantastic. So, following the trail of this single human, you begin your journey heading in a north-northwest direction. That should have snapped your cameras to where we are. Right on the halfway point of the red line, which was Sultan's Claw, the halfway point between Katapesh and Solku, you leave the trail and decide to go north. Like I said, this trail that you're following heads in almost like a cardinal direction, just straight, like the person knows exactly where they're going and they're not making any detours or anything like that. There is something of a trade route that goes north from Sultan's Claw as well, and you suspect if the person was trying to travel as comfortable or as quick as possible, they would have followed that. But you're leaving that behind to the east of you as you strike out across essentially barren desert. Still having your camels, you make pretty good pace, but never quite seem to At the end of last session, you got a glimpse of a figure wearing red, perhaps on a hill in the distance. You never see that glimpse again, and you never see a sign of who you're following. But the footprints stay about as fresh. You think that you're a day or less behind whoever you're chasing. Certainly, it's not enough time for the desert winds to have scoured these footprints from the sand.
All right.
At this question, I'd like to bring up the possible question of supplies. Do you guys have some food and water with you, or?
Yeah, I got 10 rations last time, if I recall.
Okay.
Do I have any?
Let's see, Boar's got.
I don't.
A water skin and rations.
Yeah, I've got 10 days worth of rations and a water skin. So yeah.
Okay. When did we pick up rations?
That's another game I was thinking of. Sorry. But I do have rations. That was just part of my starting supply.
Yeah, some people had it in the starting supplies. I'm not going to track individual things like, you've eaten this much by this point, but you should probably have some supplies on you if you're heading out. Just to keep in mind. You're about half a day, let's say, into your journey, and the blazing desert heat is absolutely brutal here. I suppose I would actually ask some of you, actually all of you, to make con saves here, as this is your first probably experience of the true desert sun. Our barbarian friend can get an advantage on this fortitude, on this con save here, as you are. Oof.
Oh. That's. It's not optimal, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, how do you do it with advantage? How do you roll with advantage?
Just roll twice.
Well, I didn't know if there was a way to do it. Like
you can set up your. Set up your sheet to either toggle or something like that. That's how I have a toggle at the top of my screen for advantage or disadvantage.
So Eclipse and Boar are managing to keep the sun at bay. They're drinking enough water to avoid dehydration or exhaustion of any kind. Perhaps you've been smart and placed something over your head to prevent sunstroke. Archelios and Sivis apparently are struggling, which Sivis is probably not helped by the fact that Sivis is wearing heavy metal armor that is very much heating up and weighing him down. So you guys are actually going to take one level of exhaustion from that. As the journey takes quite a toll, and although it does cool off by the afternoon, those 3 to 4 hours you spent in the noonday sun are going to have you weary.
Can we make camp? This is bad.
Should we?
I don't know how much more I can go. Like, this is really bad. The heat is awful.
Yeah, I mean, if it's cooling down, we might as well continue now and find someplace cool to sleep the next day, or sleep when the sun comes up.
Is it currently cooling down, or is it...
The hottest part of the day is over.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we might as well just make as much progress as we can, but just...
Yeah.
I need a rest. I need a diet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
See, this is why I don't wear the armor.
You think that would be a benefit? Wearing light clothes here, covering your head, taking that sort of thing, I'd allow you guys advantage on that saving throw. Definitely would allow you to resist the heat better. Something to think about for the future. But in the meantime, you, having received a light dose of sunstroke, press forward, and following the trail of your steadfast pursuant. Who has the highest passive perception? To be Eclipse, right? I think.
Yeah, probably me. 16.
Okay.
Yep. It's 14.
Eclipse is the first to spot this, with the others probably seeing it 5 minutes later or something like that. But up ahead, you see some black dots in the air that you think are maybe birds or some sort of flying creatures, and they seem to be in one place. They're not flying from anywhere in particular. They seem to be circling. They're probably 4 or 5 miles off because of the height. You can see them from pretty far.
It's the same direction we're going?
It's very close, yeah. Not quite exactly, but yeah, in that vague direction.
Okay. I don't really say anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, pressing forward, I'll actually have you guys roll perception checks this time.
Okay.
Okie dokie. 13.
I see everything.
I see even more of everything.
22-18. Yeah, once again, Eclipse is the first one to spot it. Sharp cat eyes, I suppose.
Yep.
And Archelios, you got to roll at disadvantage for your exhaustion, by the way.
No, you're correct, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's rough. First level of exhaustion is disadvantage on all skill checks, right?
That's persuasion, I apologize.
Just skills, though, not all attacks.
All right, so it's an 11.
You've not persuaded the sun to go down.
Please go away, Mr. Sun!
Did I get that right? The first level of exhaustion is just disadvantage on skill checks.
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Yeah, so once again, Eclipse is the first one to spot it. The others sort of still struggling from the heat dose they received, perhaps. You see something on the ground in front of you, again, probably a half mile away. It is too far to see the exact details of what it is, except that it is not sand, which is the only other thing you've seen in these past 8 hours you've been traveling. It's something small and dark that is on the ground. It's not standing up or anything like that. It's on the ground, whatever it is.
Okay. And the birds are not yet...
The birds are farther. The birds are farther off. Still a couple of miles beyond you.
Okay. There might be someone that needs help.
At this point, you've all seen definitely the birds, and Eclipse, you can probably even make out that there's 5 of them circling.
Okay. Birds, they will usually go down and feast on someone that is actually dead, so this person may need help.
Okay, yeah, so I'll kick my camel.
Okay. To be clear, like I said, the birds are not above this person, if that's what you think it is. They're further off. They're a couple of miles beyond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. However, as you continue riding forward and this object gets closer, you do in fact see that it is a person. Somebody is just lying in the sand, and as you approach and get closer, you see a... Definitely, it's a body. This person's not moving. Pretty quick examination is definitely tells you that they're dead. He is dead. The body's already starting to sort of dry out and desiccate. It's not a withered mummy by any sorts. You think they haven't died that long ago. The strange thing about him is that he... he's lying face down. You maybe flip him over. The front of his shirt is just covered in blood, and he's also clutching a knife in his left hand that is also covered in blood. And he seems to have no food, no supplies, nothing on him. He's not even wearing shoes.
Hmm.
Oh, dear.
So one might assume that he was dumped here, perhaps?
Or he killed himself. No food, no water.
Does the dagger have any like unique marks on it or anything like that?
The dagger—it's actually not even a dagger; it's just a knife, like you would use for cutting up food. Pretty big one that could be used to stab someone, not like a butter knife, but it's not unique in any way. No.
And the blood. So I'm going to search for any obvious like wound marks where the blood came from on his shirt.
That would be a heal check. Or investigation. Either one.
Okay.
Investigation probably more appropriate. Medicine.
Okay.
Oh, they made it. Okay. Yeah, either one works. A 16. You find a couple things. With a 16 medicine, sort of looking over the body, you definitely find that he would have been slashed in the chest with some sort of sword or something like that at some point, but it doesn't look like a lethal wound. It bled a lot, but maybe not quite as much as, like, there's blood splatters all over the shirt and even on the sides and back. You're like, that couldn't have come from the chest wound. The other thing you find is on his left forearm, on the inside of it, with is definitely a bite mark from a set of human teeth. Like he was bitten pretty savagely by a human. Like they're deep red marks.
Hmm. On the arm?
On the arm.
Okay. Slash chest. Blood splatters. On clothing. Not from wounds. Okay. So I kind of point all this out and I say, oh, it looks perhaps some sort of altercation.
Or somebody found it out that he tasted.
Yeah. I think the blood may come from where he attacked someone else.
So you think he was robbed?
It's potential. I mean, he has nothing. Mm. And I don't think we're anywhere near civilization. Now, when we look around, do we see any footprints coming in or out of the area?
That'd be a survival check, I believe.
14
survival. You definitely see the trail of footprints this man left as he was coming towards you. Like from he came from the direction you're going.
Okay.
What direction was the person in red heading?
So you are heading north northwest. That's the direction the person in red was heading, north northwest. This person that you just found came from the north northwest, so he would have been heading south southeast.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So it's possible they cross paths.
Now, the footprints that we see, do they look like they are barefoot footprints?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that you can surmise that much. You can see, in a couple of the footprints, you can actually find little toe marks like they were walking barefoot.
Okay. So they didn't come and steal his shoes. All right.
Hmm. Now, the desert without shoes.
Right. Now, do we see any other footprints leading away? We only see one set of footprints coming here.
Mm-hmm, one set of footprints in the sand.
Mm.
This is very curious. I'm intrigued.
Well, there's nothing else we can do for him.
No. Help me bury him in sand? Definitely.
No, the birds will bury him.
Every dead man deserves a good burial.
Won't take too much to dump some sand on him.
So, right. I guess why they're giving this guy the world's shallowest grave. I'm going to go over and try and see what those birds are circling around.
Okay. It's still a little ways off. Like I said, when you first spotted it, it would have been 4 to 5 miles off. From this point, it's still 2 to 3 miles off. So you'd have to go like a mile to crest the next hill, and then you think you'd maybe have a view of what you're looking at. But
I can just all do that.
Yeah, so from here, you can't really see. It's something up ahead that's over that sand dune. Okay. So you perform the world's shallowest burial, as Jeff said, just sprinkling some sand over him that you think the wind will blow off him probably before sundown, but good enough.
We tried.
It was the effort. Give him a little balloon that says, get well soon.
I don't have prestidigitation. I can't do anything fancy.
Carve a little gravestone that says, ?? Because you don't know.
Rest in peace, guy. Random guy.
Yeah.
So we're going to head off to the birds?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Check out the birds.
Are. Okay. You continue onwards. And as I said, probably about a mile and a half out, you crest around a large sand dune, and get a view of, well, maybe almost 10 miles out as you're on top of a rather large hill in the desert. And you most definitely see what these birds, which are now clearly vultures from the distance that you're at, are circling over. And I suppose I'll throw you on this map now. Although you're a little ways off still, you can definitely see what's up ahead. Ooh, which is camp. Yeah, somebody's definitely made a camp here. There's four larger tents and one smaller one here. In a tiny, tiny little oasis. You don't even see any above ground water, but there must be just some water just slightly below ground that allows these trees to grow. And five just regular old vultures are circling over it for whatever reason that you can't make out from here. They haven't decided to land yet. But that is where the man's footprints come from.
Oh, okay, so we follow the footprints directly to that location. Okay.
Sorry, I'd like to, I guess, ride my camel in.
Yeah.
Okay, I assume you guys have been riding your camel so far, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm just pointing out that I'm not going to hop off him.
Oh, I see.
I will make sure my shield and my hammer is at the ready, though.
Okay.
I have looked, my camel will ride me.
What you do in your own time, that's up to you.
All right.
So, we see anything as we go in?
As you go in, yeah. Let's get me some perception checks.
Oh boy, that disadvantage.
Disadvantage for our exhausted people.
Oh no.
Ooh, Kevin! The highest roll is a 9.
You're most perceptive.
Would have been a 17.
I'm afraid with that sort of perception check, you're not going to see much until you're pretty close to the camp, probably as you're 50 feet out or something like that. You're trying to get a peek of sort of what's going on in there, but the tents are blocking your view from almost all angles.
We have that damn hazy thing that the desert does.
Mm-hmm. The desert haze also makes it rather hard to see in the distance.
Not optimal.
You periodically check and look up at the vultures, and you see that they're still circling, maybe 80 feet ahead, and they're not diving, but they're waiting for something. And as you're about 50 feet out, close enough that I will actually throw you on the map. Yeah, that works. That's like 100 feet. You maybe see. Oh, who's that rolled the highest perception? It'd be Boar.
Boar. Yeah.
Boar will be the first one to see that from behind one of the tents, a large wing pokes out. And you also begin hearing something that sounds like a faint, like, tearing sound. Like something is very much feeding.
There's something strange.
Well, let's go find out.
All right, let's go ahead and walk over to it.
So as soon as they say there's something strange, I'm going to hop off my camel.
Yeah.
Which of these tents is it? Looks like it comes out of?
You spotted something
just
over here behind this tent.
Okay.
All right. Are we free to move our tokens in towards it? Or?
You are free to move on this combat map as you wish.
Okay.
The fact that you call it a combat map is moderately
That's
terrifying.
Bold, yeah. Boar. That is bold. So, Boar, as you run up ahead, you will immediately spot a number of things.
That's not good.
I close my eyes so they go away.
Oh, okay. Stick your head in the sand.
What's your wisdom score? Boar, what's your wisdom score?
10?
No, that's average. If it's not at least 7, then you don't get to make decisions that stupid.
well, hold on a minute. What's your intelligence score?
7.
There we go.
Hey!
Makes more sense.
Yeah,
you're slightly wise, Well, you're a fucking idiot.
As you approach, that tearing sound gets louder, and as you just step past as you make this final step, sort of, and get to see around the tent, you see that the creature that is making this tearing is feeding upon a dead body, and it appears to be some sort of giant vulture, roughly double the size of the vultures that are circling overhead. Probably 15-foot wingspan or close to it. And it is just tearing the innards of this body out and just swallowing them in huge chunks.
Shoo! Shoo!
Where's David Attenborough? What do you do?
Don't yell at him. He's trying not to get exhausted in the desert. He's fine.
All right. So does it look like these things are still alive that they're eating, or these people that they're...
Well, the guy that it was eating is, unless you can be alive with most of your abdomen missing, is not alive. You don't get quite enough time to look at the other two before it turns in reaction to you entering the camp. And we're going to roll initiative because it's going to go right for you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we should probably wait until he gets the 13. Turn order up.
Probably.
That's...
I mean, that would be optimal, but...
And do you have to roll disadvantage on initiative?
I'm not sure about that. Technically, it's a dex check, but I don't think it's a skill check. I would say no.
Yeah.
It's not letting me roll disadvantage. I've got the same setup.
Okay.
I have a question. When I change the master music volume level, does this change the music volume for you guys?
Didn't seem to change at all, no.
No? Okay, so that's just for me. Good. Okay. Yeah, I'll check you guys on the initiative here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You want us to give it a whirl now?
Give what a whirl?
The initiative.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You're good now.
I'm just put that in there.
Yeah, the initiative just is considered a dexterity check, not a skill check.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Killing it.
Mine didn't show up.
It sometimes it auto-populates, sometimes it doesn't.
Oh.
Oh yeah, yours? No, there it is. 20 plus minus 2.
Oh, are we re-rolling?
I tried to roll, so it was on there. I'll take either.
Do you want us to use the rolls we already did, or the new ones?
No, just use the rolls, guys.
Yeah. That was the first thing I wrote.
Well, both of these have, I rolled well.
Yeah. Dang birds.
So our bard goes first on initiative order between us anyways.
Oh, the exhausted as shit bard.
Yeah.
Man up.
So the this vulture is immediately going to see this intruder interrupting its meal and go for the larger new meal.
Oh, great.
So it's going to move towards you, and I think it's going to sort of begin to take off as it's doing that. Let's see, it's going to multi-attack you. So this is going to be 2 plus 4s. Does a 15 hit you?
No. Me or is that
the Civis? Who is it attacking?
Civis.
I would assume not.
Yeah, I'm don't sure think so. With the armor, right?
Yeah,
okay, you're right. You even have a shield. So as it sort of runs at you and takes off and tries to claw and bite you on its way up, you easily deflect it with your shield, and your armor protects you from the rest of the blows. And then it's actually going to provoke an attack of opportunity as it sort of takes off past you.
You wish to use your reaction, Sis. Apparently that's a yes.
It is going to hit, and it's going to deal 9 damage.
Wait, don't you have to make that at disadvantage?
Nope. That's level 3 exhaustion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, not attack rolls. He's good on that front. Yeah, and so your armor protects you from its razor sharp talons and beak as it flies past you, but and then you get a swing on its behind as it flies away. Not a very good turn for that vulture. This one is also going to finish tearing this man's throat out and then turn, and this one's just going to move towards Eclipse on the ground and do the same. It's going to multi-attack you.
Ah, bad bird!
Oof. A 17 misses you, right?
Whiff. Yep.
Yep.
I'm going to dodge out of the way and die.
Okay. Archelios.
Okay. It's not really, I was hoping that I could possibly use Fairy Fire, but it's not really a good point for that.
Don't set the tents on fire.
Fairy Fire doesn't do that.
Okay.
Fairy Fire,
it makes them glow, right?
It makes them glow, which reveals invisibility, and then also gives you advantage on attack rolls. It's a 4x4 area of effect, but I can't really get that many of the creatures, is sort of my problem.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call this one right there the ugliest ugly duckling I've ever seen in my entire goddamn life.
Right.
Vicious Mockery.
Vicious Mockery.
Mockery.
Fantastic.
Thankfully, I don't have to do shit for this. They have to make a save.
Remind me what save it is.
It is a wisdom save.
Wisdom save, okay.
DC 14.
Actually...
Son of a bitch! It's upsetting.
Yeah, so he makes it, which means what, I take half?
No, there's nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, no damage, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's not a damage thing.
No, I thought Vicious Mockery had like D4 damage on it.
It must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d4 psychic damage and have disadvantage on the next attack.
Gotcha. So a successful save, no effect. Yeah, the vulture doesn't seem to understand the language you're speaking and continues on flying. Eclipse.
I'm gonna have to try box and squawks next.
Do the chicken dance, that'll offend it.
Clearly.
That is our dance.
All right, well, I will dodge deathly out of the way of this thing trying to peck me, and I will bap it with a spear.
Okay.
Where's my weapon? There it is.
Holding your spear, as all disciples of Ra are taught to do. Yeah. Oof, that is a solid hit for 7 piercing damage. Wait, you rolled 2d6? Or does that make my shin bugged?
No, so it rolls it in case there's a crit.
Oh, in case there's a crit, I see.
Because if you get 20, does that take the other one into effect?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spear hit to its side for 7 damage.
Okay, I will use my bonus action to claw it in the face.
Yep. And that will also hit it for 6 damage. You're rolling not well on these dice.
No.
Still doing good damage with that +5 dex, though.
Yep.
And this giant vulture appears to be bloodied after those 2 attacks.
Bad bird! Quick!
Woo! And pizza ordered. That's good.
I'll do it for my turn.
Mm-hmm. Sivis.
So how high up is this vulture flying?
It's about 20 feet up by now.
I'm just thinking for a second. I think poison spray is only 10 feet, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's pretty short.
That would have been optimal.
If you get here, you can get Boar and Archelios in it.
Oh! You wound me!
We should be able to get to my burn.
Yeah, I'll scoot down.
Okay. Rushing past the tents with your Warhammer drawn.
Oh, natural 1.
Natural 1.
Thank God he is too far away from me to hit me.
Yeah. Once again, you're finding that your heavy armor is becoming disadvantageous in the desert sands, and your feet sort of sink in a little, and you find it hard to get your footing. Swing and a miss. Oh, simultaneously, Boar should have acted, so yeah, just act now.
Oh, all right.
That's not optimal.
Can I get to where he got to? It's 15. 25. Can I do that?
That would be 30, yeah. All right, good.
Let's do that. Rawr! And I guess I'll take a swing at the big birdie bird.
Mm-hmm.
With the... a big great sword.
Oh God!
Drawing the great sword as you run, and similar to you, perhaps there's a little mini patch of quicksand over here that you guys both stepped in or something, because neither of you had great effect with your weapons.
Are you guys okay? Everything all right?
It's just it's really sandy.
Yeah, we're trying to psych the bird out.
Oh, okay. You're fainting, setting up for me. That's very kind.
At this point, let's see, I'm going to say all the little vultures are going to be encouraged to dive. What is their speed? 50. So, you see the vultures begin to descend, the little ones, apparently sensing that some more food might be on the way. Because they were 80 feet above, none of them will really get in range this round, but... you see two of them are diving towards Archelios, and they descend to a height of about 30 feet and are going right for him. And three will go for the center camp to join the fray here. Again, all the vultures have descended to about 30 feet now. Okay, that is the mini vultures' turn. Big vultures. Let me see. Well, this one doesn't like the situation it's in, but it's also surrounded. It's going to...
yeah, go ahead, move. See what happens.
Yeah, it's going to take a disengage action and then take off.
Oh, okay. So we can't...
You can't AFO, unfortunately. It takes off, but it immediately starts to sort of circle back around like it's looking to dive with its mates using those pack tactics against you. This one, seeing the one guy isolated, will also do a sharp U-turn in the air and dive towards you. Whoop! And it will actually land and attempt to pin you with the claws and the talon to the ground. So this is a multi-attack from the giant vulture on Archelios.
Oh boy, that's not good.
Ooh, I rolled well.
20 hits.
15 doesn't?
Actually double check that. I just didn't see the 15. Three, a core. No, yeah, they both hit.
Yeah.
I don't have that high of an AC.
Unfortunately, this is going to be a decent chunk of damage. Eleven points of damage that is going to be. As it does a dive towards you and does exactly what I was intending to do, which is sink those talons into you, which essentially knock you over, and then it goes down with the beak. And Archelios, I believe, is down, right?
From 11 damage. Yeah, I'm down.
Yep.
Oh no.
Archelios, on your turn, make me a death save.
Oh boy.
Shortest campaign ever.
That's one fail.
One fail. Eclipse, you see that although you have been handling the fight in the middle of the camp okay, something horrible has gone on up there.
I probably heard a lot of screams and then stopped screaming. Okay, I will use my feline agility. I've chested this out. I will get there.
Okay.
Bad fucking bird!
That will hit it.
For, again, shit damage roll. And unarmed combat. 13 to hit.
So 13 does hit it. They don't have great AC by any means. Okay. And that is 15 points of damage all in all, which is almost going to be enough to drop this bird close. It is very much bloodied by those hits. Takes two savage strikes in the flank. You think it might have trouble flying now. You think some of its flight feathers might have been torn off. But it does see a meal before it. And Sivis.
So I guess I'm going to move up to it as well. Yeah.
Just in range.
Now we'll see if the...
I think that's 35. That would be 30.
No. Alright.
13 hits and 7 damage. Does not quite kill it, but the spur is on its last wings. Not quite that low.
Whoa! Doesn't quite kill it, but it's at negative 87.
Negative 64 hit points. I hit minus 78 instead of minus 7. It's on its last wings. Boar.
Yep, similarly, I'll move up. Let's
see. You could get to this square in the diagonal.
Would I be in range of the creature?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hit from a diagonal.
That sounds good.
All right. Don't miss.
Try to wreck this thing and not try to upload a file to Discord. Hold on.
That will also hit for your damages.
Oh, wait. You have to click the damage type. Why is it doing it? How do you get it to roll the damage?
Was it rolling damage for him before?
I didn't get to attack anything before.
No, you haven't.
I think it was doing damage as well. If I remember it was the bundle thing. Yeah.
Weird. Just roll 2d6 plus 5 manually.
The command roll 2d6
slash roll, or you can click the dice on the 9 damage is plus 5, so it'd be 14. Is enough to slash this bird in half as it had been lining up to tear out the throat of Archelios. And now, well, one of them is down, one of you is down, so the vultures press on the attack.
So, Monkey, I'll go ahead and click on the gear in the top right of your character sheet. And then on the right-hand side, you'll see auto damage roll.
Nice. So, let me see. This big vulture is not really in range. Well, actually, is it? I think it actually is in range.
Toggle, too.
So some of the birds won't have quite enough movement to reach you. But you very much see that they are all diving towards you, ready to descend upon you like a pack of hungry vultures would. 50...
Bring it on.
40, so this one just doesn't quite reach. It's like here. The ones that are not in melee with you guys are maybe like 10 feet off the ground now. As I said, like they're diving for you. The ones that do get into melee, it'd be 1, 2. Yeah, let's do it like this. Which means there's a giant vulture and two vultures that get into range simultaneously. Because they have allies in melee, they get their pack tactics bonus. I'll resolve the little vulture's attacks first. So this is left vulture attacking Sivis.
Oh,
that is.
I rolled for that's just one attack. That's with advantages when I'm rolling here.
I rolled 19 on both of them. Jesus.
Yep. Good news is that only deals two damage as a little bird beak finds a chink in your armor and pecks it. This little vulture is going to peck at. Actually, wow. You have no. Yeah, it had to be boar.
Why is that?
You have no allies within melee.
Oh,
of you.
Okay.
It wouldn't get pecked tactics against you. So, but against boar. 18 hits?
Yep.
Okay, so you also take a d4.
No, and you haven't raged yet, so you get one damage.
One damage. And then the giant vulture is going to, I think, do two strikes on boar with advantage. So this is its bite. And this is its talons. 17.
Yeah, both hit.
Both hit? Okay. Two hits from the giant vulture as it uses the fact that you are surrounded to attack you, which is going to be lots of damage. Oof, 13.
Ooh, that's...
Which is almost enough, I think, to bring Boar down, but he...
No, that is enough.
Yeah. Oh, that is enough because you took the 1 point of damage. Mm-hmm. That's so tragic.
I'm going to take a little nap.
And I'll teach you your most important word.
Okay.
I rage.
To be fair, it didn't look that
That's
dangerous.
Two words?
Shut up.
However, that is the vulture's turns. Archelios, would you like to roll me a death saving throw?
Don't roll a one, please. Don't roll
a
one.
No, I don't. I don't want to roll, but I'm gonna have to anyway. Six.
Oof.
Oh God. Okay.
Two failures.
Y'all need to stabilize me.
We haven't gotten to the turn yet. Shut up. You had a bigger threat.
It's gonna die.
We had a bigger threat. Shut up. I will circle around this dude so he doesn't get an attack of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's distracted attacking, well, knocking Boar on his ass, apparently, I'm going to turn down and use my medicine to stabilize.
Oh, God.
No!
Fortunately, that is not going to be enough to stabilize.
Motherfucker!
The bleeding is quite intense, and you're just not able to get that tourniquet in time.
Yeah. I tried. You can't say I didn't try.
Sivis.
No, I can't say you didn't try, but...
And I have a +4 to it, too.
Holy fuck.
Roll well next time. Okay, that's my turn.
I prefer my system. Even though I wouldn't get much of a better chance here.
So one of the small vultures is dead?
No, one of the big vultures is dead. All the small vultures
one
still
of the big
up.
Vultures is dead. The small vultures are all up. But the bit.
You may want to put Boar's HP down. So we know he's down.
Oh. I didn't do that.
Click on green circle, type -13. That should.
Wait, Boar's down too?
There you go.
Yeah, Boar is down.
The vulture in front of you does look like one hit will take it out.
Well, we got Eclipse trying medicine already.
Yep.
Oh man, choices.
Yeah.
You don't really have a wisdom
not good.
Score, do you?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I do. I have 10 wisdom.
Yeah.
I ain't good at it.
I mean, if he fails his next death save, he's done.
Yeah, but there's like multiple birds all around.
Yeah, this is true.
So, and you said the big one looks kind of bad, right?
The big one looks really hurt, yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to take a swing at the big one.
Okay.
Wait, you're a paladin, right?
I am.
Lay on hands?
Is that a question?
A little bit.
I like it.
That's a hit. It's a hit. And that strike brings that vulture down.
His faith in your vulture.
I'm going to fucking die.
No, no, no. You'll be fine.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be fine.
Just roll
a 50% chance of dying.
Roll on this roll. 20.
Oh, God. Why?
I've got my lucky pen here. You're going to be fine.
Boar, you're going
to... So with that, if I could come over and... So these small little vultures, can I move underneath them?
Sure. Is that where you're trying to go? Is in this square?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Yeah, if I just kind of like, I don't know, like I don't know
just,
how
you just
high
sort of
is.
Push it off. It's in the air above you.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, push it up with my shield a little bit.
Okay.
All right. So I need to roll a thing.
That ends your turn, right, Sivis?
Yes.
Okay. Boar, you need to roll me a death save. Yes.
You're See, good. He does it fine. He knows how to roll death saves.
Lucky.
Just do
okay,
that.
Jesus Christ.
Ugh.
You're terrible.
So, little vultures are going to swarm you guys. Now, the good news is they are little. Bad news is they are all rolling with advantage.
Should I start rolling up a new character?
Perhaps.
No, you will be fine!
You know what, actually?
No, I'm not!
No, you know what? These three vultures are going to land on these three dudes. What am I talking about? Here we go.
The mercy.
Aw, he's having mercy on us.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, look. Dead body versus not yet dead body.
Dead body versus the guys who just kicked their friend's ass.
Exactly.
Hungry.
These vultures were waiting in the air because they were waiting for their turn above the large vultures.
Yeah, and they're like, all right, we can feed now.
So,
free food.
Basically, that's what happened.
They're literally vultures, so, you know. Yeah. But these two will... They've committed. So they'll do a strike with advantage on Eclipse here from the top one.
Good fucking luck, Eclipse.
17 misses, yeah.
I see.
Whiff.
And the bottom one tries to bite Sivis. Miss.
And also whiff.
So you guys are fighting off the little birds, no problem. I mean, they're
little
birds.
I'm trying to save friends. Get away. Go away.
I would like to play my Necrolite, please.
Achilles, pray to all the gods
Do
that
it.
You have and roll a good death save.
You just need one save. That's it.
If Achilles dies... I'm gonna be a very sad lad.
He's not going to.
Your butt.
That's
oh,
fine.
Son
I
of
died.
A bitch.
I died.
So we'll get back to that. Achilles does not seem very good at all. Eclipse.
I'm gonna try the medicine check again. I don't know. He's dead.
Yeah.
22.
22 medicine. You think he's very badly injured. You stabilize him. You're not sure he'll survive.
Okay. I look up to Sivis and I say, "Help him!"
He lost a lot of blood.
Yeah. Put the blood back in.
That's right.
That's not how that works.
Stuffing sand into his.
Put some sand on.
That's gonna make it worse. I'm gonna get infected.
And it is Sivis' turn.
So, like, is he, like looking down on him, is this something that I could lay on hands him? Or is this, like, I should go check out the barbarian first?
In the space of a couple seconds, it's hard to tell. He lost a lot of blood. Eclipse finally managed to get the tourniquet tied off in a way where he's not bleeding more. You're not sure if he'll ever wake up. But you think that Leon handsing him wouldn't have much of an effect. Like he's as good as he's gonna get at the moment.
Okay. So I will scoot away from this vulture then.
Okay,
so he'll get an attack of opportunity.
Does get an attack of opportunity with advantage. And misses.
And then I'm gonna lay on hands the barbarian and give him 1 HP.
Okay. Boar, you wake up.
Stand up, friend.
It is.
Don't sleep enough. Yet. The barbs. The not the bard. The bard is already asleep.
It is also conveniently your turn.
Okay. Alright.
Okay.
This little vulture's in range here.
Yes, but you're also on the ground, so you'd be attacking at disadvantage.
Okay.
Stand up first, friend.
Yeah. So, can I do that? Stand up? Is that, what does that cost?
Like, half your movement.
Half movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It doesn't provoke, right?
No.
No. It does not provoke.
Alright, I'll stand up and
two little vultures are swarming against your friends, but they're not seeming to be very effective against the metal armor and the extremely high dexterity of your catfolk friend.
What's up on the high rage?
Okay.
There you go.
Done earlier. And I'll take a swing at that little vulture to my top left then.
Okay.
Alright, see if this worked. It did work.
Absolutely destroyed. Just two halves of vulture fall to the ground.
That's great. Sweet. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. This one is just—it has not hit yet. I think it's going to disengage and fly away. It's actually not even going to disengage. It's going to fly away. So you get an AFO against it, Eclipse. You do actually hit it and stab it in the rump, and it also falls over.
I've got dinner.
Other three vultures don't even seem to have noticed you. They're feeding on the remains of those guys. So it is again, Archelios. You don't need to roll anything, Eclipse.
All right. Doesn't seem to be anything more I can do for our friend, right?
Yeah, you think that...
Okay. I've done everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, I will just run at these birds and just, like, do a shooing motion, like, get out of here!
So you're just actually trying to scare them away?
Yeah.
That'd be I would say an intimidate would be appropriate.
9.
9 intimidation. They're quite hungry. There's one of you, they'll sort of do that thing that birds do where they sort of jump away a little bit and then just get back to doing what they were doing.
Don't say I did not warn you.
Sivis.
So barbarian's got 1 HP. Those birds are dead. So I guess I'm just gonna walk up and club this one like a seal.
Nice.
See, I warned you! And
miss.
Low enough roll that it does look up in time to see you running at it, and it uses its wings.
You hit the quicksand again.
Oh god, yes, that's the quicksand spot. We have to draw it on the map. It's right here. Don't go here.
I see. Okay.
Boar.
Shoot.
I only have one health. I don't think there's anything I could do to help Bardman, huh? So.
Yeah, you are not a medicine man by any means.
No. Okay, what we got? We got 3 more birds left?
There's 3 little birds left in the camp feeding on the 3 guys, yes.
Okay, I'm fucking pissed, so I am gonna still move kind of, I guess, in between. No, let's go right behind Eclipse here.
Yeah, don't go through the quicksand.
No, yeah, I'm trying to avoid the danger roll section, and just because I'm a little wary, but I still want to be here in case anything happens, and I'll just stop there.
Okay, you step forward. Two vultures continue feeding on bodies. This one, having been swung at, will attack Sivis. It has no advantage. This is worthless. It's going to crit you, though. It almost hits, right? 17?
Almost hits.
Almost hits.
Nice, I got 18.
They bring the shield up last second. It's going for your face, and you bring the shield up last second, and it just grazes off. That is their turn. Eclipse.
Walk over to that one and stab it.
Okay. That hits, and you take that bird out.
I got two birds. It's making a kebab.
Yeah, they just stuck on your pole.
I like how just everything that you hit with a spear gets stuck to the spear. It's like a glue spear.
Well, it's only because I'm attacking small stuff.
True.
Let's see. That was... Let me read my martial arts here. Use the attack action with an unarmed strike or monk weapon. You can take one unarmed strike as a bonus action. It does not say against the same target. So I will...
Oh, you're going to keep moving.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, fuck yeah.
And...
Was that... No, you were here, so 10 and 20? Okay. That one is also... Claude.
That one doesn't get kebabs.
It's Jean-Claude.
Yeah. Jean-Claude Van... Damn, man!
Sivis.
I'll scoot towards the other one. See if I can club that one instead.
Okay. That is a hit and enough to smash this bird to the ground, and it's just pulverized with, like, every bone in its little bird body broken. Just lying there. Flat. And combat is over.
Bor, help me, help me!
I'm running
move over to Antilios and pull him as carefully as I can into one of the tents, seeing if hopefully getting him out of the sun will help.
Okay.
Good idea.
Let's move into this one here.
Womb without a dead body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, entering the tent, you sort of probably don't have a lot of time to look around, but you see that there's some supplies in there, and there's also like a guitar leaning against... one of the sides.
When we put him in there, can we like go look through the other tents and see if there's anything that can help him, like any sort of
healing potion or something,
medicine? Yeah,
you could certainly begin a search of the camp and scour the camp for supplies and like healing potions. Yeah,
let's go.
14
investigation. Yeah, give me investigations that are, those that are still awake.
He is so kind, saying, awake.
I found sand.
Yeah. You found... you step on the quicksand again, and you're like, God fucking damn it! Why is this over and over? Is Sivis doing anything?
I'm trying to think of what I'd be doing. I think I'd be checking out the actual people themselves.
Okay.
So if I saw him and thought that he wasn't worth a lay on hands, I'm not going to try and look around for medicine supplies. I'm going to check out these guys and see what their injuries are and stuff like that.
Oh, rolling new stats. Awful. No, you don't need to roll new stats, mate. It's all good.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It seems like it.
No, you are not dead. I would have said you were dead if you were dead.
Let the GM fiat. Let's see, Will.
All right.
I'll get back to you looking at the bodies shortly. Eclipse, however, looking through these tents, you do find a number of supplies. The people that were camped here had a bunch of stuff, and since you said you were specifically looking for healing potions, you actually do find that first. There's in two of the tents, you find one healing potion each, common healing potions.
All right. As soon as I find them, I'll grab them and run back and pour one down Archelius's gullet.
Okay. You see the horrible wounds that were left on his body close. Big scars remain. Again, he does not wake up, but you sort of feel for a pulse and something is there. You think he barely survived by the skin of his teeth. Might take a toll on him. That's not the kind of wound you just shrug off.
No. I'll use my water skin to give him some water as well, and then...
Okay. Just
make sure he's comfortable.
Make me another medicine as you're sort of just trying to gauge his condition.
12.
Yeah, you think he's not going to die. He's not like in a coma or something like that, but You think there's a good chance they'll probably wake up in the next, like, 24 hours?
Okay.
He's definitely took a rough beating there, but the magic healing potion did undo a fair amount of that.
Okay.
Sweet.
All right, I'll put the other one into my pouch and then proceed to continue looking around the camp. Just make sure he's comfortable and out of the sun.
He already died, Eclipse. Just leave it be. It's fine.
I feel pulse. He's alive.
You want to feel a pulse.
Yeah, just can we look around? I guess we were looking through the tents before. Can we just give the camp a general look around too?
Mm-hmm.
If anything stands out?
Yeah. You see, so for an investigation from the two of you. So Sivis will see that there's a fair amount of blood on these bodies, and they seem to have died in some sort of violent way. That's the best you get with a 4 investigation. You think they were stabbed or something like that. All 3 of them. Although one of them does have his sword drawn, that'd be this one. He has a scimitar drawn, so you think he probably died fighting. These other two, not so much. They don't even have a weapon in hand.
Well, since we're pulling all the dead bodies in that tent, I'll start dragging the dead bodies over there.
Savage.
Oh.
Okay, you drag all the dead bodies in there. Boar, what you will find with your investigation is... just searching through the tents, the magical healing potions have been quickly snatched up by Eclipse. You find the rest of the supplies, which is... there's a barrel of water that's about half full, so that'll be quite a bit of water for you guys to refill and all that. There's a number of rations, and then there's some... there's actually a number of coins on these guys, and then a little coin purse that you find in one of the tents. So you find all the non-magical supplies. And you're rolling a religion?
Yeah. Give him last rites out. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
I come back and see you doing that, and I just kind of... He's alive!
Roll me a medicine while you're at it, Sivis.
You said we found coins in there? Like, what kind of... How many?
Can you count? Can Bork count?
I imagine he can count,
okay, sure.
Yeah.
7 intelligence? You count to 5?
The disadvantage is brutal. Yeah, Sivis, you're not seeing life signs in this man at the moment. You're not 100% sure he's dead, but you're definitely in doubtful of Eclipse saying that he is alive.
Oh, sweet Eclipse. It's okay to let people go.
Terrible.
Oh. I bet you 100 gold he wake up in the next 36 hour.
We should not bet on a man's life.
He's gone, Eclipse. come here, my friend. Bring it in.
No. He is alive! He lives. I pull out my well-kept short sword that I never use, so it's kind of shiny, and I put it right in front of his mouth.
Ah, okay.
Before it to fog.
In the dry desert air, see a little bit of moisture form on that blade.
See?
Spasms. It's fine.
I've never seen a paladin.
He just wants his stuff.
I've never seen a paladin so adamantly, no, I can't help this person. No, fuck this person.
Oh, shit.
Never mind. Snake men are really cold-blooded.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That was terrible. You should feel some degree of shame. I know you don't.
No, I know. I really don't.
I know you don't.
I can't.
You should, but you don't.
Right, fair enough.
All right, so I found 22 gold piece, 86 silver. I'm just taking notes because Clips has no idea you found it. Even though I probably saw it, but I was too panicked looking for other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I assume I would have just come back and be like, oh, look what I found.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your investigation was pretty low, but you did manage to find the shiny coins, yeah. Right.
So if we ask Sivis, we divide it by 3. If we ask me, we divide it by 4.
Is it late? Like, is it, or is it still kind of afternoon, or like?
I would say it's about 5 to 6 p.m. at this point. The sun will set in 2 to 3 hours.
I hate losing this much time tracking our target, but... we can't really travel with Antelios this way.
Yeah. All right. Does anyone want to scout out a bit, or just kind
of... Yeah, I can go... And go around and keep an eye, scout around, make sure nothing else is coming.
We checked the bodies, right? I think that's what...
Sivis checked the bodies, but all he really had to report is that they had a lot of blood on them. It appeared to have been like stabbed or cut or something.
Did the one scimitar have anything special on it?
It's a generic scimitar now.
These guys look like merchants or like soldiers or...
They definitely don't look like merchants. They're all pretty well armed. A quick search of the camp turns up like 6 scimitars between the 3 people you find here. They had quite a lot of weapons. They had a decent number of supplies. All in all, you find, like I said, all those rations. You find tents and bedrolls, lanterns, oil flasks. You actually find 2 crossbows as well. There's rope. There's the guitar. There's a deck of cards. They had a decent number of supplies, but they don't look dressed like soldiers either. Since you live in this area, give me a history check. Eight. You definitely have a decent suspicion that these would have been bandits of some kind. As by the way they're dressed and by the large number of weaponry they carry and the decent number of coin they had on them.
Okay. It's probably not too much extra special here. I think we should probably, unless you were going to go scout out.
Yeah. Okay. Please make sure he doesn't actually like start burying him, please.
I'll watch the paladin.
Okay. Yeah, I'll kind of just do kind of a spiral around the camp, just kind of looking and checking the area.
Okay, looking for anything in particular, or just sort of looking out?
I expect to see only sand, but so checking to see if there's any animals or people or anything like that that are coming.
That would be perception.
All right.
8. There's no one around, that's for sure. You've got a pretty good view of the surroundings around you, and it's quite empty. After doing a couple laps of the camp, you will find, still fairly visible, that there was a number of footprints, not just one set, but 2 or 3 at least, that went in sort of a westward direction.
Okay. Going out? They weren't coming in?
They would have been coming out and back into the camp.
Okay. And west is where we came from, right?
No, you were traveling... You're traveling essentially north-south, so west is to the side.
Okay.
For a little bit.
I thought they were east of our path that was going north.
Let me draw you a quick shitty map. So, you're traveling sort of like this, and then you found dead body at this first X, then you're currently here at this circle, which is the camp, and then 3 sets of footprints lead like this direction.
That way. Okay. I was just backwards in my head there. Okay.
And this is more or less almost exactly parallel to the single tracks of the red person that you're tracking.
Okay.
So three sets of footprints, but there was more than three bodies total. Well, there's three there.
Three bodies at camp, yes.
And but we had a fourth one that we found.
These newer sets of footprints you find are quite faded. The winds have scoured them away. Okay. You can still guess. Like, you can't get any real good impressions. Like, you couldn't get a footprint of, like, what shoe they were wearing. Just sort of the weight of a person was there. Mm-hmm. And at least two or three.
Okay. All right. I will follow it for a little bit.
Okay.
To see if there's anything immediately close, or if it just kept going and going and then eventually disappeared into the sands.
Well, you don't actually have to follow it for very long. Only a couple hundred feet away from the camp, 300 feet or so, the footprints end, and then there's a circle of footprints, like people circled a place for a little bit. And then there's sort of like a mound of sand in the middle of it, just a little heap.
How far away from camp am I right now?
300 feet. The camp is still in sight.
Okay. I will start to dig.
Okay. So you clear the top layer of sand, and you definitely see some disturbed earth, like somebody had worked here with shovels.
Okay. I wonder if these are bodies. Yeah, the curiosity is going to get the better out of me, so I'm just going to start, you know, getting in there.
Like digging, a cat, like, digging with, like, your claws.
Exactly. Yeah, like a litter box kind of dig.
Yeah.
Good.
Only about a foot down into this dirt, your hand strikes something kind of more resistant than sand, but also kind of soft. And as you clear this, the dirt and the sand covering it, you definitely realize you're uncovering a body.
Okay, I recover. No, actually,
I eat it.
Human, like the other ones, kind of?
Yeah, actually, pretty similar, yeah.
Okay. So these are probably friends of theirs, most likely. Get up to the chest. I want to see if they have the same kind of cuts and scrapes and blood.
No, actually, this person, unlike the others, does not have any blood on his chest or anything like that. Yeah, no cuts on his torso.
Okay. I will rebury and do the same thing with the religion check to give him his rights.
Okay.
So he looks completely healthy, but someone buried him. Sivis was here earlier.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Archelios, you're having strange nightmares. All you remember is you were looking to your friends rushing off into the camp, and then you hear a screech, and you look up at the last second, and a bird is plummeting towards you, and sharp pain in your chest, and don't remember much after that. In your nightmares, you are lying in the center of this camp, alone, just staring up at the night sky, and you sit up and look around a little bit, and you see just two red lights appear in the darkness. And then they begin to move a little bit. They begin to circle the camp. And as you look longer and longer, you're pretty sure that it's a pair of eyes that is watching you in the camp. And then as you look inside the tents, you see that your friends are sitting in these tents, and you can actually hear them. They're laughing, they're playing cards, they're having a great time, the three of them. And they're completely unaware of the danger that is apparently circling this camp, as some sort of beast with red eyes is watching. And you're helpless to react.
Just go to the light, my friend.
Does he look okay? Like, from our perspective, does he...
Yeah, I'm guessing you guys will check in on him periodically, and he's definitely, like, he lost a lot of blood, and the pale flesh begins to have some sort of rosy color return to it. He is healing so slightly, And in fact, a couple hours, even Sivis will be able to notice, damn, he actually is alive for sure, because if he was dead, his body would be growing cold or bloating or beginning to smell or something like that. He's still alive, barely hanging in there.
So as soon as I notice that he's actually alive, I'll drag him to a different tent.
Okay. So you make this the dead body tent and set up camp.
Dang it, Archelios, that was the dead body tent. Only dead people in that tent.
Yeah, you should have known better.
All right. Anybody else doing anything as we approach sunset?
So while we're kind of like all doing whatever, I guess I'd be organizing whatever's in these tents and kind of throwing them into Suzo tents. So weapons in one tent.
Okay. I can give you the full list of what you'll find in this camp. Okay, that is the full list of supplies found in this tent. Rations for one person for 20 days, or, you know, however many people divide that. You find a deck of playing cards, the guitar, which is really shoddy and battered, all scraped and cracked from the desert heat, but still playable. 50 foot of silk rope, the tents, each of which has a bedroll in it. You find 13 doses of pesh tucked away in one of the bedrolls, cleverly hidden. Two lanterns with 6 flasks of oil, those coins I described earlier, and then a total of 6 scimitars and 2 crossbows.
Okay. And are those crossbows, are those light and or heavy?
They'd be light. So what was that middle one you said? Oh, hand?
Hand, yeah.
Oh, okay. Can a rogue use a light crossbow? They can, right?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be a light.
I think a rogue can use all the crossbows.
Even a heavy? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're just martial. Martial okay. ranged.
Okay. It'd be a light crossbow regardless. Okay.
No, nice. So with the gold... So I guess I'd pull out the gold and put it somewhere by Archelios, as well as the scimitars. And I'd actually take one of the crossbows if I could find bolts for it as well.
Yeah, you'll find a total of, I'll say, at least 40 bolts.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that way we have vultures that fly away next time.
Right.
Smart.
And then I'll throw the silk rope in my bag.
Okay. Yeah, you've scoured the camp. Has anybody else given these bodies another once over, or just letting them sort of mummify in the tent?
Yeah. When I return to camp, I would check them over.
So you're not scouting the whole time. You scout for a little bit and return.
Right. Just kind of spiral until I see that body, the burial thing, unbury them, rebury them, say the rites, and just check to see if there's anything else of interest. But it seemed like those footprints were kind of the only
around thing camp. I noticed out, right? That's more or less the only thing. You will also eventually, after some searching, find some camel footprints, hoof prints, I suppose, that ran off in like a northeast direction.
Okay.
They're also quite old, probably about as old as this 3 set that you found, which you estimate. Make me a survival check, I guess, to know more about footprints. Days, that's the best you get.
Okay. All right, so return back to camp, tell everybody about the bodies I saw, or the burial mound I saw. Yeah, it seems like they may have had more friends, unfortunately. It did not end well
Eclipse,
for them.
You would not believe this. Archelios is alive.
What?
I just give him a stern look.
I would never believe that, my friend. How did you find out?
He twitched a little. He doesn't that bad yet.
Rude!
Well, I'm glad that our friend is alive.
I like to think I'm hearing all this in my nightmare, and I'm just commenting.
Looking down,
I can't get anything. There's nothing that, like, there's no response like that.
Looking down at Archelios, you do see him mumbling a little bit and sweating. You think maybe he has a slight fever of some kind. You think the heat stroke he took earlier probably is not helping.
Oh, poor guy.
I am not having a good day. at all. This is not
He's still good. Keep him in this tent.
So, 3 GP, 28 SP, 43 CP for each of you three, and then I'll take the remainder, 1 gold, 2 SP, and 1 CP.
And I will be lay on hands for Archelios as well. Give him some health.
Oh, okay. So are you going to dump all 4 remaining or what?
Yeah, I'll dump all 4 remaining.
Okay. Again, the pallid cheeks are to return to a more rosy, healthy glow. And now he just looks like somebody who is unconscious and just sleeping heartily. Still hasn't woken up, but at this point you're pretty sure that he is going to wake up at some point. Although the ugly scars from the rakes are still there.
Should we just rest then?
Yeah. I just set up a watch, 1 person each. I guess, Bora, you can have a lantern now.
Sweet.
So you can see in the dark.
That would be good.
Okay. Yeah. So you will get lantern instead of a torch now. I'll change your sight. Oh, I don't have sight here anyway. Anyway, we'll fix that later. Okay, you guys.
I'll take first watch.
Okay.
All right. You take first watch. Make me a perception check as the other two settle down to sleep.
12.
You get the feeling. You get the strangest feeling as a. You spend a couple hours on watch with only 3 of you. Each of you has to take a pretty long watch. But you get the strangest feeling. You don't see anything. But you just feel uneasy. And like you're always looking over your shoulder like you're being watched. You have this strange feeling like somebody is watching you or something. And you can't shake it and you don't see anything. But you spend your 2 or 3 hour watch feeling very uneasy the whole time.
Okay.
Sivis in the tent, I'd be looking over my shoulder every half second. I'm alive.
Yeah, I'm fine. Really. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't take any action on it.
Okay.
As I pass off watch, so who's taking next?
I guess I can.
Okay. As I wake up Boar and send him out. I would like to go through Antilios' stuff.
Oh boy.
I'm specifically looking for any books dealing with chi or balance the monk stuff. Seeing if he has anything like that.
You don't find shit. You don't even need to do like a roll. You don't find shit.
Okay. I thought you'd have books and stuff with you, being the lore nerd you were.
No, the closest thing you find is a letter from a person whose name you probably don't recognize because it's some schmuck from the north.
Yeah, I just basically kind of scan over, not reading, just looking for keywords. So I'm not trying to invade your privacy.
Yeah, you don't find
much.
Anything.
Yeah,
find little balls and strings or something.
Yeah,
you find a lot of just sort of like notes. Nothing really too into what you're kind of looking for. It's a lot more about sort of this land, like some journal-y stuff, information on like artifacts and that sort of thing, but nothing like monk related.
Okay. Damn it. All right.
Yeah.
I put it all back like I found it. And then I smoke some pesh.
Nice. And then I got high.
Resting.
And then I got high.
Yeah.
Good.
Make me a sleight of hand check for that eclipse.
17.
Okay. I'll write that down. So you find Boar to wake him up for his shift.
Yep.
Perception, was it?
Yeah, Boar. For your shift as well, make me a perception as you're wandering the outskirts of the camp. 18. You also get this very uneasy feeling, which I guess is information that Eclipse did not pass on to you. But as as you go about your watch, you this increasing sense of dread fills you, and you are also start checking over your shoulders. And you know, when you're on one side of the camp, you immediately run to the other to make sure nothing's going on over there. And you get the feeling as well that you're being watched. And at a couple points, you swear you see maybe it's a candle flame, like two candle flames or something like that, just two small little flames out 100 feet, couple hundred feet, somewhere far from the camp. And each time you see it, you just begin to look like, oh, what is that? And then it disappears. You never really get a good beat on what it is or where it's coming from, but you saw something.
Good. All right. I guess as it ends, anything else happened, or is that it?
Nothing else.
Okay. I'll just go back in and I guess tell the paladin citizens that, you know, that felt something strange. Thought I saw something, but it could be my imagination. But just keep an extra, you know, careful eye out.
Fair enough, friend.
Okay.
But yeah, so when I wake up, I'd like to use one of my, or as soon as I get out of the tent, use one of my divine senses, see if I can see anything.
Right, so that's within 60 feet, you're detecting creatures, like evil creatures, basically, right?
Yes.
You get a, you don't think there's anything within 60 feet, but you get slight whiff, like an odor in the air. Like something is around here. It doesn't get stronger. It doesn't get weaker. You sort of walk around trying to sort of, you know, play a game of hot cold to find out where it is, maybe. It's not really anywhere in particular, but something. And it's actually an oddly familiar scent to you as well. Could you make me a religion check?
Yeah, absolutely. So with me sleeping 4 hours, am I still exhausted?
I will say the night plus the barrel of water you find is enough to wipe your level of exhaustion as you cool off. 14 religion. And also make me a perception for your watch while you're at it. 16. Okay. So those two checks combined, as you spend your shift looking around as well, same feeling of dread and unease fills you, and the sensation that you're being watched. And as you keep sort of sniffing at the scent in the air, you remember an old memory of your times with the Temple of Set, where you'd heard about creatures called the Sha, which are essentially beasts empowered by Set to be sort of like trackers. They look very much like dogs. They are essentially canines that he granted magical powers to. And
oh, yeah, Set beasts.
Set beasts, yep.
Okay.
And,
no, so with that, like kind of here, like kind of reminding that, I think I would like literally kind of spend the rest of my shift praying to Set.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, you can do that.
Okay. So I guess not like honestly, probably even sacrificing kind of walking around the tents to kind of like sit in the middle and kind of just pray to Set.
All right.
Or I guess go into the dead body tent. For instance.
That'd probably make him more amenable.
Okay, I see. So, pardon me, this is the DM not knowing something, but I was under the impression that you were a former acolyte of Set, but I guess you still worship him to a degree, right?
You know, old habits die hard.
I see. Okay, so just for old time's sake, You utter a couple of prayers to Set, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't hear a response. You rarely do when praying, but there's nothing there.
There.
Okay. So the night goes by very uneasily for all of you, as you very much had the idea that something was nearby. But as it begins to head towards morning, wow! Did my webcam just flash green?
Yeah.
I saw that too. That was crazy.
I didn't see it. I was looking.
As it begins to head towards morning, all of you will wake up, including Archelios, after a night of uneasy nightmares. You wake up very dehydrated, still something of a fever, in a lot of pain. So, because of the near mortal wound you took, I'm actually going to say that your constitution is going to permanently drop by 2.
Jeez!
However, you have survived.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And because you took a long rest, you're all at full hit points.
I think you owe me 100 gold, Sivis.
From now on, Archelios, big scars across your chest where you were clawed and bitten. You can cover them with clothing, so they're not usually visible. Luckily, they didn't scratch your beautiful face or anything of the sort. But you will find it just ever so slightly harder to run for long periods of time. Breathing is a little harder, a little bit of pain there as you sort of stretch your ribs.
Don't worry, the chicks, they dig scars. You're fine.
He probably wants to stay as far away from chicks and any other fur-related things as possible.
Yeah, please no.
Fair point, Boar. How are you feeling?
Terrible. How did I get this bad?
You need to learn to dodge better.
Stick together more often.
I would try and strangle you right now for that comment.
Good luck.
I can't move.
your exhaustion goes away a bit.
Let's see.
We need to get back on the road as quickly as we can. We don't want to lose the tracks.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Archelios, this is your first actually time really seeing the camp, as you saw it for all about 12 seconds before you were dropped in the battle.
Yeah.
And you see apparently...
Oh, yeah, I was... Sorry. Go
ahead. I see you see apparently the vultures that haven't really been moved. They're sort of just dead bodies drying out now in the morning sun. You don't see where the bodies that were here went. You definitely saw them in the battle, and they've been moved somewhere.
Yeah, and I was going to check those last night.
Okay. Well, give me a check for those.
I said I was
now.
Going to do that. Was investigation? Or...
It'd be investigation. You can keep your 14.
So that'd be 14.
14? Just 14? Okay. Yeah. So you find a little more looking over those old bodies. You definitely find that two of them had their throats slit. That you're pretty sure that's how they died. You don't find any other obvious wounds on them. There's no signs of resistance. They didn't have a weapon on them. Just throat slit, and that's why their fronts are all covered in blood.
And it looks like it's a clean cut, like a sword or dagger that would have done that, and not a vulture.
Oh yeah, very much so. Some sort of. Sorry, that die rolling is super loud.
Sorry.
Brew, yeah. Very much, definitely a bladed weapon. Yeah.
Okay.
The third one that had his scimitar in hand instead has many, many, many stab wounds all over him. Like, he was stabbed at least 20 times or something like that.
Okay.
Punctured his armor in many places.
By a knife, per se?
Likely conclusion.
When everyone else woke up, I would have told them about me smelling potentially Pugwami. And then tell him a story about whatever story was told about set beasts in the temple. So they'd have some than breakfast entertainment.
The story about Set Beast that you heard in the temple is that now that you know what, roll me a religion, the rest of you, now that you're hearing this story. And I will even say that our bard can roll with advantage. A religion, if you have it. To see if you've heard this tale before.
If I have the religion skill, you mean?
Yeah. Archelius, you can roll as well.
What was this roll? I'm sorry.
Religion.
Religion with advantage.
Okay. Where is my religion?
13.
That's still disadvantage. That's 15. If I have disadvantage, it would be 15. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you actually have heard some of this story before as Sivis begins to recount mm-hmm. it. The story is that Set Beasts were essentially jackals that were given power by Set once upon a time to be his prized hunters. He gave them incredibly good vision. They don't actually hunt by smell, but by vision. And they were his loyal mm-hmm. hounds, his trackers. Over time, sort of their magical ability has declined. Once upon a time, they could even speak. They were very magical creatures. Now they're more like just closer to a normal dog or a jackal. But they still have some of that ability to channel Set's magic through them, and as a result, they're known to spread disease, which is one of the pillars of Set's portfolio, is to spread disease upon the land. You know that they are known as sort of harbingers of storms. It's said that wherever a Set Beast goes, a sandstorm will follow. And you also know that they are, even to this day, Set's trackers and bloodhounds, and they often hunt down heretics and apostates and that sort of thing.
I give Sivis a knowing look.
So, and actually, Wonton, so one of the things I was going to have for my holy symbol and stuff was actually going to be a Set Beast on my shield.
What do you mean? Like, oh, a Set Beast for your shield?
Yeah, as my holy symbol.
Fantastic. Then you know all of this. This is lore that's very much well known to you. So you recount all of this to your friends. And you know that Set Beasts often hunt those who have forsaken their god, or if their god feels they have forsaken him, they will hunt those heretics, non-believers down.
I assume Sivis would actually sound kind of like positive and like happy about this, like not fully quite understanding that he's probably on that list.
Yeah. Eclipse knows full well. That's why I'm looking kind of worried at him, and also worried that he's not worried.
They told that story to us, too.
Yeah, he recounts the story of our breakfast, he said.
Interesting story.
Yeah, fun little breakfast story, you know?
Yeah.
As we're eating vulture.
Right.
They had rations in camp, but you can eat the vultures if you wish.
It's like, we got food. No, I'm good. I'm just cutting up the bird.
I just use it on my spear and just rotate it around the fire. All right.
Should we head off?
Yeah, we need to get back on the track.
The road. All right. That's what we do.
Okay. You guys pack up, and all of you having survived, or the Arculia is just barely still gingerly, like, rubbing your chest from time to time. Get back atop your camels and set off on the journey, and let's take like a 5-minute break here.
Yep.
Grab some water and all that. Fantastic. So,
nice.
The day after the battle at the small bandit camp, you guys set off, leaving the dead bodies of vultures behind and the dead bodies of those bandits behind as well.
Yeah, as I kind of relay to them that these guys appear to have murdered some of the other guys, and these are not good people.
Actually, random question. Sorry. For when I level up, am I going to get health back on those health die retroactively, or
Your con always scales your health like actively as it changes. So if you were to lose,
it will just...
yeah. So you for all intents and purposes, you have 10 con right now. If you ever regain it, you'd immediately gain hit points as if you'd regained. You'd always had it.
Okay. Cool.
He thinks he's gonna survive to level up.
Mm-hmm. If I can survive to the end of the session, maybe.
Yeah. And you relay to them the story, Eclipse, of the tracks you found and the the body you uncovered.
Yeah. Okay. So as I put together in my head and solve the mystery in my own head, it's, you know, they came and bandits jumped these traveling guys. And one of them escaped and wandered out, and he was the first one we found. And then everyone kind of died in the ensuing battle. Vultures had a lot of fun. No, actually, no. We didn't find any bodies of the bandits themselves, did we?
No, I don't think we did.
You suspect that the bodies you found in the camp were the bandits?
No.
That's what Boar's suspicion was, is judging by the way they're dressed and all that.
Okay. We had some that were slit by the throat, and then we had others that were stabbed repeatedly.
Two of the three you found in the camp, two were slit at the throat, seemed to have offered no resistance. One had put up a fight and then was stabbed a lot of times with what you think was probably a knife or a dagger. Okay. And the first man you found, had wandered away from this camp. His footprints clearly led from here. Mm-hmm. And he was barefoot, no supplies, no food, no shoes, dried and desiccated, covered in blood, clutching a knife.
Yeah, which we assume was used to stab those people multiple times.
Pretty safe assumption.
Okay. Back on the track. Now cover your head this time with the cloth.
I think I would have. I just probably was dehydrated from the day before. Because I have an intelligence of 16. I think I know how to go around in the desert. It probably was just stuff out of my control.
Cover yourself up in the desert.
The exhaustion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Drink lots of water.
I'll pull my priest vestments over my chainmail.
Okay.
Before we leave the camp, I just dunk my head into the barrel of water when I find it and just drink.
Yeah, and we refill our skins.
Of course.
Yep. We refill and then I dunk.
Right. I don't want your lice and water.
Out of character, you went through my bag, so you know I have a bar.
Speaking
of,
make me a perception, Archelios.
Oh boy. There we go, 16.
You don't actually notice that your bag has been rifled. You are...
Yeah, like I said, out of character, you would know that I have soap and I actually keep clean.
Don't use it.
I use it.
Right, so...
Why would I have a bar of soap if I wasn't going to use it?
To make it seem like people, like you used it?
That's really, really socially awkward.
Yep.
I have this hidden in my pack... Assuming that my traveling companions are going to, like, steal shit and be like, oh,
hey, I didn't steal anything.
I know, but that's sort of what the thing would be, is basically just like, oh yeah, this guy's going to go through my shit. Oh, but he's at least going to see that I have soap, so clearly that means that I'm good.
Yep. Okay, anyways, back on track.
Yeah.
Rock to see the wizard.
You guys set off, You drink as much water as you can. You cover your heads in some sort of cloth. You refill all your water skins and begin to travel. Sivis, as long as you're wearing that heavy metal armor, that will be a disadvantage. I don't mean literally a disadvantage on the roll, but I mean that'll make it harder to protect yourself against the heat. So covering yourself with a cloth will just nullify that disadvantage to nothing. But... unlike the others, you're not going to get advantage on a roll to,
yep,
to resist heat. Just telling you that. Wearing metal armor in the hot desert, no bueno. Regardless, you set off. as Eclipse tells you the story of, oh, hey, by the way, I found some footprints and like a body over there. She points it out, and you actually do see those footprints leading away to the west. Another day of winds has scoured them almost from existence, but you can just barely see trails where a couple of people left and then came back. And then you continue northward. The trail of the person you're following does not seem to have gotten much fainter. It's about the same as when you were following, although you did spend most of the evening waiting around rather than in pursuit.
See anything as we travel on?
Absolutely. Give me some perceptions as you travel. Eclipse is once again the first to spot this with those cat eyes. Always the highest perception roll. However, all of you rolled well, so all of you will see this shortly after. Which is that, quite notably actually, it seems like a sandstorm is rolling in from the northeast. You see dust clouds begin to form on the horizon, and then it's bigger and bigger, and you almost see like a wall of sand that... you're not sure which direction it's going. It's hard to predict. But it's not exactly in your path, but you think it may cross your path, depending on how lucky you are.
Damn set beasts.
Okay. I guess we don't still see the guy. We just see potentially his footprints in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Track. Sure.
Yeah. I'll hustle my cam. I'll try to get him to go a little faster.
Okay.
Yeah, let's pick up the pace a bit.
You continue, and as this sandstorm slowly sort of builds, again, it's not directly in front of you, but somewhere off to the northeast, sort of tangential to your path. You continue traveling north-northwest, and for the most part, it's... you spend at least 4 or 5 hours in uninterrupted travel. At this point, can I get con saves from everybody for the heat? With advantage for everybody except Sivis, who just rolls normal.
Natural 20.
Natural 16.
You all succeed except Sivis, who once again... priest vestments or not, that metal armor is getting real hot in the sun. And you are finding yourself just as tired as yesterday. So you get that level of exhaustion back.
Alright.
You're starting to realize now why all the travelers you've met seem to wear leather armors. But you make it through the hottest part of the day. Sivis is like swaying a little on his camel and drinking lots of water, splashing it on his face. It's not helping much. And as you travel northwards, all of you will begin to see just a little feature in the otherwise featureless sands up ahead, which, as you get closer and you're maybe half a mile away from it, does seem to be... at first you think it might be some sort of structure. As you get closer, you think, no, it's definitely not. It's maybe the remains of a structure. There's just like a wall poking out of the sand. It's very ruined and maybe goes only as high as about 10 feet. And it forms roughly a semicircle.
Could be a good place to camp for the night.
Yeah. Does it look like it provides some sort of shelter from the heat?
It's
the wall.
The way it's facing the semi... I'll throw you on the map. You guys aren't at this place yet, but this will give you a look.
What is that?
So essentially, all you see is amidst featureless blowing sands, a semicircle of wall just poking out maybe 40 feet in diameter, as if a structure had once stood here, and its top is irregular. It's not a flat top. It's sort of all over this. I realize I'm not on, on camera right now. It's sort of all over like this. And at its ends, it sinks below the sand again. And it looks ancient and weathered. It's the only structure you've seen in the day and a half of your journey.
What time of day is it right now?
It is afternoon.
Should we just approach it slowly?
Can I make any checks, like a history check maybe, to see if I have any idea of what's going on here?
That would be appropriate. History check.
Okay. History check. That is just a normal history check, and that's a six.
That's a natural one.
Nat 1 plus 5.
You suspect all sorts of ancient civilizations may have built places in the desert, but that's the best you got.
It's very upsetting that I'm just rolling so badly.
It looks old. It's okay, you only failed 3 death saves. What's the worst that could happen?
I can fail more death saves!
Let's hope not.
Right, my constitution goes down another 2.
Does anyone want to do anything else before we kind of get closer? Or, like, do we want to spread out or circle it or something?
Yeah, I'd probably run a circle around it, just see if there's anything hiding.
Okay. Make me perceptions as you guys circle it.
Same. I will do the same. Perception.
Oh, not 20. An advantage. First one is 19.
Here we go.
Oh, someone beat me at perception. Hooray.
Disadvantage for Sivis. Whew.
Bitching about my rolls worked.
Archelios gets a natural 20. So you guys deciding to take a more cautious approach this time. Sort of circle the outside of this little, calling it a structure is generous, of this little ruin for a little bit. Definitely don't see, as you're looking from the west, there's no one hiding in there or anything of the sort. It's just plain sand. Doesn't seem to be anyone or anything on the outskirts of it. As you circle it, you get a feeling like the wind is picking up, which is weird because the sandstorm that you're seeing is still probably 10 miles off or something like that, but the wind in this area is getting stronger.
Hmm.
Does it feel like the wind is coming from any particular direction?
Actually, that's the weird thing, is it's not. It seems to be swirling, turbulent air going in all directions.
Hmm.
Well, this is weird. So do we see anything in the immediate area? Did we approach it yet? Are we going to go up into like the little half circle?
I'll put you on this map, and you guys can move around as you wish. Or if you say you want to be off the map, that's fine too. But just tell me where you are. You are all on the bottom, as you can see.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do? Because I made the last call, and it didn't end well.
No. I mean, I am. Eclipse is naturally extremely curious, so she would probably go poke her head on.
The DM's best friend is a curious PC.
Yeah.
Despite having basically died, Archelios, this is sort of his element, so I think he would go along with Eclipse.
All right. You guys move forward.
Keep an eye out for anything.
The wind is starting to really pick up now, and some of the sand is starting to get lifted off, and it's causing a bit of it's causing a bit of a haze, like in a couple feet above the surface. It's not being lifted much higher than that, but definitely the wind's starting to blow.
Take out one of my darts from my sash, and I throw it into the middle just to see what happens.
Oh, lands in the sand.
Okay. What the hell? Yeah!
Okay.
I can't go in.
Oh, you can't go through the wall. You can go around it. I set the wall to have actual collisions, so you can't go through
it. I can't.
Yeah, I couldn't move past this either.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm stuck on this side now.
All right, so I would go get my darts and then see what happens.
Oh, I realize why.
I can't.
I kind of fucked up here. You know what? You move in. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
All right.
There we go. Yay.
I did something weird with the dynamic lighting. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You guys move into the semicircular ruin, and examining it, it does seem to be to have been made of sandstone, loose bricks, and it definitely formed. You can see just by the tops of it that it would have started to curve inward at the top, so you think it would have formed the top part of a dome. But
it broke apart.
Yeah, where it broke apart. But it's only... it's very wide, and it's only 10 feet or so above the ground, and in places even that top is broken off, and it sinks all the way to the base level of the sand.
Do we see the... Are we still following the tracks? Like, do the tracks, like, stop here?
The tracks walked more or less right past it. In fact, I could even draw them on the map as like, this.
It seems as... Well, I was going to say, it seems as good as any to put up camp, but the winds is...
Well, it's like midday, isn't it?
Oh, it's, like... getting close in the afternoon, like we still have a few hours of travel we could
do. You have at least 4 more hours of travel today if you kept on going.
Son of a bitch, I don't have that.
Okay,
how close is this?
I was curious because I have detect magic, but I need 50 gold worth of ruby dust in order to be able to cast the spell.
They made that expensive.
Yeah,
but you only need it. You only need the ruby dust.
Yeah,
like, not you.
Yeah. Well, like once you have a component, it doesn't get used up unless the spell explicitly says that.
I see.
So it's a one time cost. Yeah, basically.
Can't you do it as a ritual though? Does it need components for the ritual?
That might be true.
It's a ritual, so I don't think you need components for ritual.
So that'd be a 10-minute cast, right?
Yep. So I'll just cast detect magic. You sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you. If you sense magic in this way, you can use your action to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object. So I'm just going to kind of look around. I'm going to cast this ritual. And I'm just going to kind of try and be in the center of this circle, essentially.
Okay. Well,
I'll use one of my divine senses.
The divine senses... Well, the detect magic will take 10 minutes, so you're going to start casting that ritual, and we'll get to what happens after. But the divine sense, you sort of open your sixth sense and look outwards, and once again you get that whiff that you smelled last night, that you think portends a shaw or a set beast, and it is much stronger here, however. You can't pinpoint a location within 60 feet of you. You don't think it is within 60 feet of you, but the stench of it is here.
How close is that sandstorm?
So after I get done flicking my tongue out, the divine scent stuff, I'll let everyone know that that a shaw beast may be close.
The wind is really beginning to pick up now, and... begins to swirl and pick up sand off the ground, and visibility is starting to get reduced. In this semicircular structure, as shielded as it is from two sides, there's a little bit of less buffeting, but anywhere else you're really being buffeted by sands, and it's getting hard to see. And you actually see the sand being scoured away, and the level of the sand is actually dropping.
As a point of clarification, I did look it up. You do still need material components to cast this.
Oh, darn it.
What's the point of a ritual, then?
That you don't have to use a spell slot.
That was it. It doesn't expend a spell slot.
No. I thought that was right. I thought that it was didn't expend the component either, but all right.
Upsetting! Never mind, then. I guess I don't cast that. I can't. I don't have ruby dust worth 50 GP. I have to go to a market with my current funds. Next time we go to a market, I'll get 50 GP worth of ruby dust, and then I'll also get a pearl worth at least 100 gold.
For identify?
And an owl feather for identify, yeah.
All right. Well, As you are examining this wall, you're quickly beginning to realize that something like a sandstorm is forming around you, as this wind that has picked up in the space of only a couple minutes is beginning to swirl. It's not coming from any particular direction. It's not making like a little convenient cyclone, but it's going everywhere, blowing, and visibility is really starting to drop. You can see 100 feet in front of you, then 80, then 50.
Should we just get the hell out of here?
Does when the sand level was dropping, is it revealing anything? Because I imagine we're at like the top of a...
Absolutely. That is exactly what's happening here. And as you cover your eyes, watching the sand be scoured away, you see more and more of this wall being revealed, and you see that it joins to other walls. And you're stepping around as sand is being scoured away. Less of it is being scoured away here by the wall, but all around you, the sand begins to drop, and here's what you're going to see. Okay, all of you can see, right?
Yeah. Albeit, it's dark AF. Yeah.
Okay. What's that? What do we see?
I should be able to see 60 feet.
You should be able to, except this isn't darkness. This is blinding sand.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, as the sandstorm truly begins to swirl its maximum power, your visibility is reduced to something like only 20 feet around you, and you huddle underneath this wall so as not to get sandblasted. And as the level drops, probably by at least 10 feet of sand or so being scoured away. You're standing on something of a slope here by the wall, where it's somewhat protected, but on the rest of the ruins around you, the sand is fully scoured away, and you see a stone floor below you, some sort of altar that is flanked by two lean canine-looking animals. And Eclipse, a hand jumps out of the sand and grabs you.
Oh no!
Oh, do I get to dodge or?
Well, let's see. I'm gonna make an attack roll against you.
Oh boy, that's not good.
Yeah. Sorry, one second.
Whatever happens, I let out the most undignified shriek you have heard out of my lips thus far.
Fair.
If it doesn't successfully grab me, I'll basically jump on top of this this little ritual spot. Just like, ah, God!
It's a good idea, yeah.
Okay, so this is a plus 3 to hit. Probably not going to hit you, given your you. No.
No.
A hand,
that's not going to hit anybody.
A hand jumps out and slips off your ankle, and you immediately just reflexively respond and jump out of the way, and there's now a hand poking out of the sand, and then a second hand breaks out of the sand, and something is clearly beginning to climb out of the sand pile that you're on.
What does the hand look like?
It looks dried and desiccated.
Oh, no.
Looks like it might have been human once, but there's no sign of life in it.
By the power of Ra, I will smite you back down into the hells that you came from.
Oh, yeah, I would just, like, whip out my weapon, get ready for it.
Okay. Let's get some initiative, then, as you're fighting two hands that are coming out of the desert sands.
I'm real like shit on initiative today.
I would like to play whack-a-mole.
Yeah. I suspect that this creature is going to be destroyed.
20. Okay.
Again, the bard goes first.
Bard goes first. Hopefully I don't get one shot again.
Oh, yeah, I can't beat a 20, so...
Literally can't.
Yeah.
Letting me set my number.
You just click on the number and type it in the turn order.
That's right.
Oh, it's one not letting you? Okay.
There we go.
I have minus two initiative. That's fantastic.
We just see those two hands, that's it.
That is what you see, yeah. Because I'm assuming all of you are limited to your 20-foot radius of sight right now, right? And you can't see through this wall next to you, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you see is a hand seems to have reached out of the sand pile that you're standing on, tried to grab Eclipse, and then having failed that, the other arm bursts out and it begins to climb out whatever it is.
I'm not seeing the enemy.
The enemy? Well, I'll put it here then. It was on the GM layer, but...
Okay.
Archelios.
Okay. I can't... I can see it, but it's really far. I'm guessing in the dim light that means I would have disadvantage on attacks.
Yes, if something is in the dim light... Well, you have... No, all of you have dark vision, so... fuck it, it's kind of... Yes, I would say in that zone you'd have disadvantage. Because I said it's sand.
Yeah, well... Yeah, because dark vision doesn't really... I wouldn't say that would count, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sandstorm. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would be a lot higher. Okay, well, I'm going to just say that it's an ugly piece of shit and cast Vicious Mockery on it.
Well, you could move closer if you wanted to.
I don't have melee weapons that work well, so...
Oh, like you can move close enough to see it.
I mean, I guess, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna just... Yeah. Actually, now that I'm here, I might as well just bring out my rapier and just stab it.
Aha! And you stab it. Give me a melee attack roll.
Boop.
That 15? Will hit.
I need to... Alright, so that's roll d8. Plus one. Piercing is 8 damage.
8 damage. You get a solid hole punch through the arm, and this arm does not bleed whatsoever. You suspect this may definitely be some sort of undead creature.
That's what I thought.
And it would be Boar's turn, but it's not actually Boar's turn. Because,
there.
You, still using your divine sense, Sivis, suddenly feel something to the west. A presence. The same presence you were feeling before, but you can definitely pinpoint it now. It's getting closer, and even through the sandstorm, all of you will see a pair of red eyes glaring at you.
That's not good! That's bad!
Oh, friend!
Maybe and it's just a mirage.
It begins...
I mean, I saw one of those in my fever dream last night. So...
These eyes?
Yeah, those eyes.
Oh, shit.
All as right, I lay there dying.
It is Boar's turn now.
Oh, okay.
You see the eyes get a little bit closer, but they're still well out in the sandstorm region somewhere where you can't see exactly where it is.
Okay. Is the hands still look like they're
the hands are
wiggling?
are still wiggling out and trying to climb out of the sand, yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna try and like just give it a swipe, I guess.
Go for it. You can definitely chop at the hands. A 13 will hit, and 13 damage will straight up cut the arms off of this creature, and then the stumps begin to emerge and it continues climbing out.
And that's it.
And Eclipse.
Alright, do I see enough of it to attack?
Absolutely, yeah. It's continuing to climb out, and it's actually its head will poke out soon, and what you will see is something that looks like this. Okay. A hideous zombie creature, dried out and desiccated in the desert heat and dryness, but definitely a zombie of some kind. And with a 16-foot spear, as its face pokes out above the level of the sand, you put it straight through its mouth hole.
Good.
Straight through its pie hole, and it's gonna roll its undead fortitude. It took 8 damage, so that's a DC 13 con. It's pretty good at. No, not enough. It is destroyed.
It was hovering on that one, too.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, as its face emerges above the sand as it's climbing out, put the spear through, and it flops over and stops moving.
Okay. I wiggle my spear, heat it off.
Not eating that.
Don't want that for dinner?
No.
No.
Some jerky.
Being an acolyte of Ra, I'm going to go after that set piece. So which direction did I see it?
You see a set of eyes. I'll ping it for you guys. Over here.
Okay, so I will move.
That cat's going to die.
See, where was it?
And guess who doesn't have any fucking healing?
Oh, yeah, I'll be able to get there, no problem, with my feline agility.
This bard don't got shit for healing.
Be okay.
I suggest you move one square at a time. You might find some interesting things.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 5, 10, 15, 20.
Oh, boy.
I start to see something.
You start
I can't
to see
you anymore.
Yeah. You see Eclipse run off into the blinding sands.
25 and see two zombies and a set beast. Okay.
You see more of the same kind of zombie that you killed. These ones have been uncovered fully by the sands being scoured away to all the way to the rock level here. And they're sort of beginning to animate and stare at you. And you see that these zombies actually have also glowing red eyes that burn like little candle flames.
However, seeing this here, I'm going to divert quickly. Run here, kick off of this column, and just launch myself at this guy.
Nice.
And while this says slashing, this will just be bludgeoning damage, because I know with my studies that bludgeoning will do better. So, 6 bludgeoning damage.
I don't, against a zombie, I don't see any resistances in a zombie for slashing or anything like that.
So okay.
You're good on that. And a 26, of course, hits.
Yeah. Not quite a crit, but...
Would you, like, relay what you saw to us?
Yell at us or something? Yeah, it's like, it's like, 2 more of these things and a set beast over here!
Oh, great.
You guys hear somebody shouting that you can't hear over the roar of the sandstorm.
Oh, okay.
Well, you hear Eclipse shouting, but you can't make out the words. By the way, here's the creature that you saw. Here's what it looks like.
Lovely.
That's
kind of cute. That's literally the same picture I was turning into the emblem for my shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's you saw a large wolf-like shape. It's about the size of like the largest dog or a wolf. You think it probably weighs somewhere in the 150-pound range. Stands like chest high for a human. Forked tail, red eyes looking out at you.
All right, that's my turn.
It is your turn, which means it is the zombies' turns. So these two will finish animating, and...
So I lied. I'm going to come around this side, so more it takes longer to
I see.
Get
I
to
see
me.
An arrow's pointing at me.
This one's going to... Well, none of you see what's happening, but...
Oh, God! No!
I got about 2 songs playing. There we go. So, all of you see more pairs of red eyes glinting in the sandstorm. They're too far away to actually see the shapes. But could Boar and Sivis make me reflex saves? Dex saves, I mean.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
So, Sivis, you are good. Boar, however, you will take... Oh, shit, that should have been a... Well, it doesn't matter. It should have been a con save, but the results are the same, because... Boar, you will take... 1 fire damage, as you see these eyes look really intensely at you, and you actually feel like you're sort of being burned from the inside a little bit. Sivis, you resist. And now make me an actual dex save, Boar. So make me a dex save.
Who?
Boar.
Boar. No. Oh, no!
And you catch fire.
What does that mean?
10-0 on fire, baby.
Not like the Overwatch way.
Yeah.
Definitely not like the Overwatch way.
Let's see.
Oh boy.
Burning.
Right. These effects are all magical, Jeff. There's Tivis. Yes.
Okay.
And the third zombie will swing at Eclipse. Let's see. Does it have 1 attack or 2? Just 1. It's going to try to slam you. And that hits exactly, right?
What was it?
18?
No, 19 AC.
19 motherfucking AC that misses.
Yep.
Crazy shit.
You will hit me one of these days.
Some Jackie Chan shit as it goes for the punch and you like jump and land on its arm.
Good.
Sivis.
So which one of these eyes is actually like the closest, or that I perceive to be the closest?
The closest. So I'll draw some arrows for you. You see 2 sets of eyes over here, and then you know, being you, that the beast is over here.
Okay. So I'm going to start moving. It's really hard to see.
Oh yeah, to see how far you moved. Yeah, so you're good to hear. This would be 30 feet,
And then I'm gonna clock this guy.
Okay. You see a dried, desiccated husk of a zombie with red eyes that you hit and deal 5 damage to. It stands there, ready to fight you, ignoring the pain that it doesn't feel because it's undead.
It's a zombo. Don't do nothing.
Archelios. The zombie in front of you has been slain.
Cool. I'm gonna do 5, 15, 20, and stab that guy in the face.
Fantastic.
Boop.
That will also hit and deal 6 points of piercing damage, which will quote-unquote bloody the zombie, by which I mean that there's... its chest is now caved...
It'll sandy it.
Yeah, exactly. Its chest is caved. Yeah, actually, that's exactly what happens. Its chest is caved in, and then you poke in that caved-in section and just sort of tear out sideways, and the section that used to be flesh just falls into sand. About half its torso is missing, but it's still standing there.
This pleases me. I don't think I got anything else.
All right. This set beast.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. So, it is going to run forward and go for the heretic.
Which one?
Oh, poor Eclipse.
No, it's going to go for you. Skirting around with rather fast speed, it pounces at you, and it's going to attempt to bite you on the leg. This is going to be... plus 4 with advantage because it is using its pack tactics as well. And a 19 hits you.
A 19 does hit.
I'm rolling well today.
Oh, fuck.
So can you give me a strength saving throw?
And magical, right?
This is actually not a magical effect, this this particular one. Okay, that's good for you. You're not pulled down to the ground as it bites you on the ankle. It tries to do that wolf thing. Can you also give me a con saving throw? This is magical.
Fuck this thing.
Oh, jeez.
That's what you get for traveling with a pair of heretics.
Apparently.
You're good on that front as well. You're not sure what you resisted, but you suspect it was bad. However, the bite will still deal 5 points of damage.
Piercing?
Yes, because it's a bite, yeah. Do you have resistance or something?
I am immune to poison.
Oh, no, it's not poison, yeah. There's no poison damage here.
Alright.
And it scowls at you, and it seems very intent on bringing you down. Boar.
Okay, well, they had that. Achilles didn't kill the thing next to him, did he?
The one next to him? This one? No.
Yeah. Alright, well, I'm gonna walk over there. I should be able to make that, yeah.
Oh, at the start of your turn, you'll take d6 point of damage. So that's 6 points of fire damage as you're still burning from that gaze. And roll me. Well, tell me what you're doing, and then I'll tell you. You can attempt to put the fire out.
I didn't realize this before. The Goliath has this like racial called Stone's Endurance. It just says you can focus yourself to occasionally shrug off injury. When you take damage, you can use your reaction to roll a d12 and your Constitution modifier and reduce damage by that total.
Mm-hmm. You can absolutely use that Stone's Endurance on that.
Okay. So this is roll a d12
plus your con. Just roll a d12. Unless you roll a 1, I think you're good. You're good. So you resist that 6 fire damage as your hardened Goliath skin just burns, and it's like burning stone. It has no effect.
And then can I walk over now?
Absolutely.
Here. Rage it up and take a swing at this mofo.
Go Rage! Yeah.
Alright.
A 9 is going to miss it, unfortunately.
Oh, no!
You don't get access to...
No, that's level 2.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So you're still worried somewhat about the fire that is consuming her body, and as a result, your attack misses. But could you give me a reflex save at the end of your turn? Or a dex save. One day I'll get that right. Okay, so you managed to put the fire out just by at the cost of your attack.
Alright, I think that's all I got.
Eclipse.
Alright, I will continue to attack this thing. Why is it showing 2 of me? Okay, there it is. Alright, that was weird.
I don't even know where you are. I can't see.
By design.
Oh, natural 1.
Natural 1.
Ooh.
The zombie actually catches your spear in the hand and then just turns to look at you.
Alright, well, I'll just look in the eye and then I will just whack it with my claws right across the face.
You will hit it. Yep, zombies have terrible AC.
It's too bad a nat 1 doesn't auto-fail.
8 points of damage. The zombie's bloodied. You rake across its chest, and the grooves where your claws hit it, just sand begins spilling out.
Die, you ugly motherfucker!
And the zombie's turn. So, +4 from the one attacking Eclipse? No.
No.
These two will engage, and let's see, one against Archelion, that one against Boar, and one against Sivis. This is top Boar, bottom Sivis. Oh my.
Oh
yeah.
I'm hot. I'm just hot rolls.
Wow.
Zephyr against me, thankfully. I'm gonna wander back, everyone's gonna be dead. It's terrible.
So, the top one hits Boar for 6. Hot rolls on damage, too. Or halved, because raging.
Right. 3.
3. The bottom one hits Sivis for 5. Oof. Gonna be a yikes from me, dog. And the set beast. Oh, it's not its turn. Just kidding. It's Sivis' turn.
All right. So I'm thinking about doing one of two things. In 1 second. I want to see if I can actually do it. I'm pretty sure Lay on Hands is an action.
Fortunately, I think it is. Yep, as an action?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to take the dodge action.
Ah, okay. That will give everybody disadvantage against you, right?
Yep. And it gives me advantage on dex checks.
Oh, as well. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll matter too much.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
So you stand there and defend yourself. Archelios.
Kick its ass.
Sea bass.
Okay, I'm gonna just stab it again. I don't really have anything else that I can do too much.
Level 1.
Stabbing group's an effective method.
yeah, pretty much. Oh, wait a minute. What is that? Oh, that's the... Okay. No, I'm pretty... yeah, I'm just gonna stab it. Boop.
An 8 is enough to hit a zombie. That's its
really?
It's AC 8. They have minus 2 dex.
Oh, so I only failed because I nat 1'd. Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as I don't nat 1, I can always hit it. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
So,
good.
That's
puncture another hole in it, and like an hourglass with a crack in it, just sand begins to spill out.
Good.
And now it is the set beast's turn, which, it's going to have its advantage nullified by your dodge action, but it's just going to roll a straight roll against the heretic of Set here. Oh, I don't know what to say, guys. I don't roll below 15s.
What the fuck?
I mean, this is going to drop you because it's 1d6 plus 3 and you're at 1 hit point.
Yeah.
No.
So you're brought down and prone, fall prone.
And my dash action stops.
Your what action?
My dash action stops.
The dodge?
Oh, your dodge? Oh, no.
Yeah, dodge.
You're not getting attacked. That's its one attack.
Well, that's great. The party healer is down.
Did he not get disadvantage on that attack because he was dodging?
Yes, but the Shaw gets advantage from pack tactics when there's an ally nearby. So it canceled out.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to be my turn next to get knocked out because everyone's had their turn.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
So this zombie didn't die yet, huh? Oh, man.
No, it's looking rough. It's looking real rough.
Yeah.
The other one's full health. And you hear the maybe two people fighting over in the distance.
Yeah. Shit. All right, well, I'm trying to finish it off. It's got to reduce the numbers. The one on the top left there. It's really low.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
You destroy it, absolutely. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's
go rage.
The zombie's cut in half, and actually, the top half falls over, and then the bottom half just begins to spill into sand, and literally nothing is left of it.
Nice. Okay. I guess
you could move if you want.
Can I move? Yeah, I think I want to move.
Could even move atop of Sivis' body to guard him.
What does guarding do?
It's not an effect, but I'm just saying to stand over him,
which
would make them attack you instead of him, probably.
Yeah. Just concerned about being next to these two. I guess I'll. Yeah, that's fine. I can do that. Still raging, so Hopefully that keeps me safe enough. Alright, and that's it, yeah.
Now, is your auto roll adding in your rage? Because I think you get plus two to that.
Yeah, it rolled the two, so.
Okay.
Alright, Eclipse fighting a zombie. It swings. And it's a miss. Boar fighting a zombie. It swings.
Wait, it got an attack again?
Sorry? No, it's the zombie's turn, isn't it? Oh no, did I skip your turn?
Yeah, you skipped.
I'm sorry,
turn.
I skipped your turn. Okay, so it is your turn, Eclipse.
Okay.
Spear.
Yeah.
That hits, and 10 points of piercing damage is enough to bring the zombie down, except it gets to roll a con, because it's zombie fortitude. It fails. It falls over and begins crumbling okay. into dust.
All right, so I will start moving again then. 5, 10, 15. I see a set beast.
You absolutely do.
20, and I shall move to this side. So it can't get to pack tactics against me, and I will smack it with my claws. Smack it right on the ass. Natural 20.
That's a crit, and it rolled the crit damage, right?
Yep.
It did, so that's
eight damage.
8 points of damage right there.
Right in the gonads, just poof. All right. I don't know if these beasts have gonads, but I'm going for them.
That's unfortunate. You rolled a 2 and a 1.
Yep. I don't roll damage particularly well.
Oh. You get that nice plus 5.
Yeah, I get the plus 5 on one of them. So.
Alright, suddenly out of the sandstorm, your tabaxi monk friend comes running back over, having finished whatever she was doing over there, and rakes this beast across its back with a pair of sharp claws. Now it is the zombie's turn, which... Did I roll for boar? 15 against boar.
Yeah.
It's okay. So, I deal d6 plus 1. 3 half to 2. I thought it rounded down, but I was told it rounds up.
I can look that up really quick for you.
Yeah, it used to be round down always in previous editions, but I don't know. Sivis, you roll a death save.
Absolutely.
That's a strike. Nope. It's a con save? I thought it was a straight d20. I wasn't sure.
It is a straight d20.
It is a straight d20? Okay. Yeah. Failure regardless. Yeah. One strike for Sivis. Because you guys always fail death saves.
With mines as well, I believe.
Sorry, were you saying something? It's kind of a bit
very quiet.
Quiet,
sorry.
Oh, no, I said we fail with nines.
Yeah. You fail
with nines. Ridiculous.
Archelios, there's some remnants of the battle in front of you.
I'm just going to stab that set beast. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? As an action... Oh, wait, is it Ruby Dust that has that? Hold on. Oh, what the hell? Apparently... Wait, it's...
As an action, you pee all over it to assert dominance.
Hold on a minute.
According to Player Handbook, page 7, you round down.
That's what I thought. So you take a hit point back, Boar.
Hold on. I need to double-check something, because something weird's going on with... Roll 20. Let me look something up very quickly.
What's the question you're having?
Well, it's saying that Fairy Fire has... It's sort of grayed out, but there's nothing in it. Saying Ruby Dust worth 50 GP for components. I don't think that's true, so I just want to look this up very quickly. Because that may have also meant that my Detect Magic would have gone off.
Doesn't seem like there's... Doesn't seem like there's any components to Fairy Fire.
There is no material component to Fairy Fire.
Okay, so then Detect Magic doesn't have one either. Because that's just... I think that's just the default thing. So I'm going to kind of take out I'm gonna just raise my hand, and a flash of violet pink energy comes up, and then the zombie and the set beast are covered in fairy fire.
Now, casting in melee is gonna provoke, or no, or isn't it?
I don't believe that is true.
It's not true. Okay. We'll say no for now. That might be an old rule.
Yeah, each object in a 20-foot cube within range is outlined in blue, green, or violet light, so I'm going to choose violet light. And creature in the area when the spell's cast, if they fail dexterity saving throw, is outlined in light if they fail a dexterity saving throw. For the duration, objects and affected creatures shed dim light in a 10-foot radius, and attack rolls against an affected creature object have advantage. So they both need to make dexterity saves, DC 14. And I aim this in such a way where none of my allies get affected by fairy fire.
Yep, 1 second. Yeah, yeah. So you toss a fairy fire at the two of them, and I get dex saves.
Yep, for both of them.
So I'll roll...
Wording for opportunity attack makes no mention of spell casting.
Okay. Dex save for the Shaw Beast.
Should be 14 a fail. DC.
Dex save for the zombie. Oh god. Dex save for a zombie. Is a fail. Well, there's my bad rolls out of the way. They're both outlined in fairy fire. Oh, I got an idea. So a faint purple, pink, shifting, green glow outlines them, and they glow. That is Archelios' turn, and it is now the set beast. I suppose you're right. It will turn to the other heretic of Set.
And, I'm not a heretic of Set. Well, I guess technically I am.
Well, he doesn't like you, let's put it that way.
Right.
You're not... You're
Especially
not
after I just clawed his nuts off.
Dogs and cats, I mean, come on.
That's also that. Does not have advantage against you. And your fucking monk dodge? No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I slap it on the snout as it tries to attack. Bad dog!
Yeah, you get a newspaper rolled newspaper out of somewhere and hit it on the nose.
Yeah.
And now it is Boar's turn.
Alright.
You're standing over top a downed Sivis who's bleeding out.
Not stepping on him as much as I think he would do that to any one of us. I guess I'm gonna try and take out this zombie here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pretty. Might be able to like, get him out.
You took that one hit point back, right?
Yeah. I was at 8 and then went up to 9.
The zombie. If I don't see a nat 1, I know it's a hit on a zombie, and that is insane damage.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Let's see.
I return.
It didn't actually add your +2 from raging.
No, it didn't.
So you actually deal 18.
Okay.
How'd that go for the...
They failed their dex saves.
Yeah, you got them. Actually, is this one that's lit up?
Yes.
You get advantage.
Oh, right.
So you can go for the crit. It doesn't really matter, but... Oh. Actually, yeah, it doesn't matter.
You guys can see a purple aura on them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on. I'm rolling a con save. You splatter it to pieces, and the weight of your strike is such that it'd be like in a Tarantino movie where a spray of blood just hits the wall, except it's just a spray of sand that just goes out into the sandstorm. And sort of like a vampire dissolving into mist form, this creature just becomes a spray of sand.
Good.
Poof.
Alright. I guess I just stay here, because I'm still in range of this set beast, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still
you can shift within its range without provoking, but you can't leave its range.
Where is Sivis?
I got him, don't worry. He's here.
You see him underneath Boar.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
I'm like on top of him, I'm going to straddle him. Alright, that's it.
Eclipse.
Sivis has only failed one death save, right? Okay.
Yeah. What's the chances he dies next turn? 1 in 20?
Right. I will shift around to here, so that shouldn't provoke opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, since I think I do have the best chance of doing damage, I will go ahead and attack. Oh, at advantage. Sorry.
True.
So it'll be the first damage roll there. 8.
19 hits.
Yep, 19 to hit.
The fairy fire.
8 damage.
8 damage.
And 22 to hit. 9 slashing.
And follow up with the claws, and those two fast, lightning-fast strikes are enough to bloody this said beast. It begins to bleed black blood.
Good.
And it snarls at you. The zombies are gone from the initiative. Sivis, how about a death save?
Come on!
Second death of the session.
Death of the session. Don't say that!
Of the session!
Yes!
You're good.
There's a success!
That's our first death save success of the campaign.
Yes!
Applause is in order, but I have pizza.
Well done. You don't die. Archelaus.
I stab it.
Keep in mind, you already have advantage. Yeah. So you could have moved here for a flank, but that would only give you advantage.
Yeah.
I guess the fabled double advantage.
Yeah.
That's a thing in Open Legend. In Open Legend, you can have multiple advantages. You can have, like, advantage 5, and then you roll 6 dice, and you take the best. It's ridiculous. Wow.
That's kind of great, actually.
Well, hey, and it actually stacks with disadvantage.
Yeah, and it just stacks numerically. It's pretty great. So, because of your fairy fire, that strike is a success, as the sandstorm is completely nullified, as you can see, like, a bright outline of it, and stab it on the side, and this creature is almost dead.
Yes!
Which is good, because it's its turn.
Come on, come at me! Bad dog.
Who's he going to go after? That's the question.
Go at him.
I'm probably the biggest enemy towards him. I mean, I did attack his temple recently.
And his balls.
And his balls.
That's what it's going to do, is it's going to...
That's fair.
Try to attack the Tabaxi heretic. Add a +4.
I haven't been hit this campaign yet, so come on.
I'd really like to now.
My luck ran out.
That's it. I'm paying my dues for
critting everybody. Yeah.
I haven't crit yet, not a single time. Just done some big hits.
Oh, Brewing looks really excited. Look at that. Oh, there he goes. Okay.
It's going to stay there. I would provoke if it does anything else.
Yeah, we'll all massacre it if it moves.
Yeah.
All right. Boar. Finish
Let's fucking
off.
Wreck this thing!
Do it! Murder this thing!
Advantage.
14.
You
have
advantage.
Advantage.
Yeah, you could crit that thing. No, you didn't. But
no, 14 hits
it.
Right?
14 hits it exactly.
Yeah.
13 damage. So
13,
then, right?
Yeah.
13 points of damage. Means how do you want to murder this this set beast?
Oh boy. Let's see. I guess from my angle I would just straight up chop its fucking head off.
Do it? Okay. That was gonna be my idea, but I wanted to absolutely. As it's repeatedly over and over trying to lunge the Tabaxi who's jumping away and doing a sort of happy merry jig to dodge all these bites. You come in like executioner style and just behead it with a sideways lunge, cuts its head clean off.
Oh. Ra would be so proud of you.
Oh. Who's that?
I approve.
That's the best god ever.
Gods.
Aren't you the atheist? The atheist barbarian. The atheist tribal barbarian.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's good. That's great.
So, no one said they rush over to Sivis to stabilize him. Sivis,
we're still in turn order, right?
I haven't left him.
I'm before him and it's turn order.
Okay. Well, you chose to talk, but all right, I'll allow it.
That's still a free action. It's not an action to talk.
Yeah, it's sure. A free action.
His previous behavior,
it's not an advantage, so 8.
8 is not enough to stabilize him, so Sivis, give me a death save.
Uh-oh.
Second death.
Sorry. 14.
Sivis is resilient.
That was pretty close to that one there.
Yeah.
I'll try the medicine check again.
Is anybody else doing anything on their turn to help him?
I can try and do an. I can try and do a medicine check.
Or you can try to aid his medicine. It's up to you.
I'll give advantage for that. Because I don't.
Okay,
17.
17 does it. You get those wounds wrapped up, and I think he'll be fine.
All right.
He's just going to need a magical pat on the back, and he'll be okay.
Yeah. I could use the healing potion, but do you think? That just brings him to stabilization. It doesn't wake him up at all, right?
Healing? No, it would actually heal him. Oh, yeah. Your medicine check? Doesn't wake him up, I don't think, no.
Okay.
I think he'll wake up, I don't know, after a short rest, maybe? Probably.
Yeah, I don't think we want to be waiting here for a short rest, right?
Yeah.
So that's what, an hour? No, 15 minutes?
It's technically an hour. Yeah. I prefer the half hour, I think, rule. I think that's better for pacing.
Okay.
I'll say a half hour.
Sandstorm let up at all? We killed the...
The sandstorm is beginning to die down, and as you sort of huddle in these walls, most of the sand having been scoured away anyway, slowly your vision returns as the winds die down and the sand settles, showing... You, your surroundings.
Ooh.
Okay.
So as you wait out for probably 5 minutes or so, the sandstorm dies down, and as you glance to the northeast, you see that the sandstorm that was approaching from that direction is gone as well. Looking around, you see that you actually find yourself amidst some sort of ancient ruins with a stone floor, the altar fully exposed now, flanked by the same type of creatures that you just fought, these lean, jackal-like dogs, known as the Set Beast. This is a ruin. This has been covered for thousands of years, and although the parts that were below the sand are slightly less weathered, they are no more... They're still rather destroyed, you know.
Mm-hmm. May I make another history check now that more stuff is out?
Absolutely.
What would be more appropriate for you? History would be fine, or?
I would say history or religion.
Okay, I'm going with history. 19.
19. Judging by everything you've heard up to this and looking around you, this seems to be some sort of ancient shrine to Set. You don't think it... It doesn't quite qualify as a temple. It's not quite grand enough for that. But you definitely think people once gathered here probably to worship Set and to bring offerings or something like that.
Okay. I'm going to go up to the altar, and I'm going to perform my 10-minute ritual for Detect Magic.
Okay.
Because I now know that it doesn't...
Yes, no. Yeah. Yep.
Casting that as a ritual over the course of 10 minutes, we'll say that by now this amounts to a short rest for you guys, so you can spend your healing surges if you wish.
Yeah, I went ahead and set up a tent around Sivis, so he's out of the sun.
Okay.
Can we just, like, look around, see if there's anything...
Yeah, you can absolutely look around.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and stay with Sivis, and you can kind of look around.
So, do I get pings?
Detect magic will not really find anything here. If there was magic here, then it's faded a long time ago. At this point, it is stone ruins.
I was wondering when you were going to break that out again, Bor.
Yeah, it's, you know, holding in it for the really important stuff.
Right, looking around at empty camp. Yeah.
That natural 20, bastard 18.
All right, natural 20 investigation. So you'll walk around sort of looking at all these walls that have been uncovered. And like I said, the erosion has been pretty heavy here. Most of the carvings are illegible. But in a couple places, you will definitely find carvings of what looks like two men battling with spears, except the men are each drawn with a different animal head. One of them looking like this, drawn with a falcon head, with a spear, and the other of them looking like this, drawn with the head of the beast you just killed. Each of them has a spear, and in this carving, they battle as the sun is setting behind them.
I don't think my history or religion is too good for that to understand that.
Where is it that he saw this?
Yeah. At a carving on one of the walls, let's say over here on the side.
Okay.
Look. That's interesting. I guess I would. Who would know best about this kind of stuff? Would it be like Archelaus or Eclos?
I think all three of us, because me and Sivis both came from temples.
Yeah.
Archelaus knows his shit, so.
I'll just call you guys over if you have
okay. A
moment to spare and just come look at this.
It's my god!
It's both your gods. Yes.
This is Ra. He's very proud of you. You did very good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
So all three of you, of course, will recognize this is a depiction of Ra and Set. The legends say that every night when the sun sets, they battle, and Set's goal is to destroy Ra and destroy the sun.
He has never once succeeded.
Exactly. The worshippers of Ra say that because the sun rises each day, that this means that Ra is victorious every single time. The worshippers of Set say that, you know, his time will come and he'll put the world into an eternal state of darkness eventually.
He only
needs
to win
villain.
Once.
Exactly. He only needs to win once.
Yeah.
And this is why I fight.
So, with the set beast there and stuff like that, I'd like to drag it over to the altar and offer it.
Offer it to whom?
The set.
The set.
I mean, I assume he sent it and he brought us here. Everything's aligning that he wants us to offer it.
I love this guy.
I also got a Pugwami dagger too, so I can skin the beast.
Okay, so what exactly are you going to do with it? You're going to skin it and
skin it, and so I assume all the rights of it. So gut it.
Okay,
gut it, skin it
for zero damage.
And do what with the skinned gutted body?
The skin and stuff, I take it with us.
Oh, okay. Well, you said you're offering it on the altar, so I'm just trying to clarify exactly what you mean by that.
Well, I assume altar. I don't know the set rituals or whatever, but I like most stuff back then. Didn't they like offer like the actual meat of the animal? And
sure.
Like
so
that?
You literally just put the skinned gutted beast on the altar.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then skin it so that it kind of mummifies and it'll dry out quickly. But yeah, or organs, take organs out so it won't rot.
Okay. Again, you don't really feel anything, but you have done things as you suspect is the set way. You're not sure if this will please him or if the weight of the sins you've committed is still too heavy.
Right. And I kneel down and begin meditating next to the picture of Ra.
Okay. In the remnants of the sun's heat, it's not no longer the blazing noon, it's more like afternoon, but in the remnants of the sun's heat, you would do very much feel a connection to your god and to the fire and sun powers that he can channel through you.
Just kind of looking through notes and just kind of absorbing everything.
I beg of you, my great God, give me the power to strike down the enemies that cast me out of your temple, branding me, your loyal servant, a heretic. They are the heretics, and they will pay for besmirching your name. Just give me the gifts, the power of your true presence.
For a second, you feel like a fire rising within you. You feel like you could explode at any moment, and then it sort of subsides.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Good. I think that's a really good place to end the session for this week.
Okay.
We've explored two interesting locations, and we'll pick up next week to see where your journey takes you after this.
Three quarters of the team almost died. One of them did.
A couple deaths.
And one never got touched at all.
It was my first time really tuning 5e encounters. I got to tone it down a little bit. But, yeah. But I think it went okay, all in all.
Yeah. First level, people get knocked out a lot.
Oh, speaking of, welcome to second level.
Level.
Hey! I'm going to do that right now.